and learn on the job, which suits a lot of other people. Alice Bernard, thank you so much for joining us. She's Chief Executive of the Edge Foundation, which promotes vocational education. Well, I can't believe it. Another week over. It is Friday, folks. We're heading towards a bank holiday. I have to say, I'm not here on Monday, the bank holiday Monday. Penny Smith, the wonderful, fabulous Penny Smith, will be in from 10 o'clock on bank holiday Monday to keep you entertained. And I have to say, at this point, John, I hope you're going to behave on Monday with Penny.
Because she
takes no nonsense, I'm telling you.
Oh, she takes nonsense, all right.
Do you have a story to tell?
Not broadcastable. So I'm not in on Monday either, though.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, what's your excuse? I've got the excuse it's my birthday and I'm going to be in Paris.
I've got the excuse that it's a bank holiday.
That works as well, doesn't
That's
it?
Fine,
that
isn't
that
it?
Works as
yeah,
well.
You're going, so you're going to Paris, aren't you?
But is anyone going to do your show?
Penny Smith. Penny Smith's just doing the whole day.
Should we just get Penny Smith in from
Penny
about
Smith
6?
Penny Smith is in from 6 a.m. all the
all
way
day.
For 24 hours.
It's no longer talk radio, it's Penny Radio.
Penny Smithathon.
We should do that. Yeah. She'd be delighted. She's listening now going, what the hell are you talking about? I've got places to do. You kind of say we've got the most brilliant guest on my show earlier, who is the first ever beer sommelier in Britain. And she's actually done, you know, matching beer for a big banquet, a big dinner with President Obama at the White House.
Did she bring you in any to taste?
No, this is the thing. We foolishly booked her on the phone and I don't know what we were thinking.
That was idiotic.
No, we are going to sort this out. We are going to be doing a beer tasting.
Yes.
At some point on my show, bearing in mind the time of my show, I'm thinking 10 a.m. not appropriate. We're going to go for around the 12.
Well, Alan Brazil starts about 6 a.m.
He does, but you know, some of us just haven't got the bottle
over
for
on
it.
Talk Sport.
I'm wondering, would you want to come and join in?
God, yeah,
because I think that can only improve your show.
Yeah, it could.
It's easier for the listeners when they're drunk.
Yeah, it'll make a change from presenting on heroin like I normally do.
Yeah, that's true. Very briefly, about 20 seconds. What's coming up on your show?
Oh, 20 seconds. How long now?
Do you know what? That's better than the rest of the show.
Absolutely right.
John, I don't mean it. I'm not going to let you answer now. I'm going to go
to... Oh, there'll be a man in a lift reading out texts from the haters as he goes downwards through the building. He's called Con. The feature's called Condescending. It still makes me laugh.
John Holmes, thank you very much. I'll be back with you on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Do tune into Penny at 10 o'clock on Monday. We're going to put her on all air. We'll just lock the studio door and keep her in here. The time is 12:58. This is Talk Radio. Have a great weekend.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70 centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open bank holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Friday. Look, here's Alex with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man admits killing actress. The pressure continues on South Yorkshire Police. And Labour anti-Semitism row rumbles on.
Talk Radio.
A court's been told the partner of EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has admitted killing her and their two children. Arthur Simpson Kent, who's charged with murder, didn't formally enter a plea during a hearing at the Old Bailey. The solicitors for 20 of the families who lost loved ones in the Hillsborough disaster have called on the Home Secretary to impose remedial measures on South Yorkshire Police. Kevin Gover reports.
A day after the unlawful killings verdict was announced, the chief constable was suspended. His replacement lasted just 24 hours before asking to step down. The solicitors say that's nothing short of a shambles. They say the leadership has shown a lamentable refusal to take a long, hard look at their values and ethics and want Theresa May to send in a team to look at the force, root and branch.
Jeremy Corbyn's under growing pressure to deal with a perceived anti-Semitic problem in the Labour Party. The leader's denied there's a crisis after former London Mayor Ken Livingstone and MP Naz Shah were suspended for making allegedly offensive comments. Labour MP Louise Elmans told Talk Radio, "The whole thing is a massive distraction.
We've got a government divided, economic problems brewing, doctors on strike for the first time ever. Terrible situations, but instead of talking about that, it's about the Labour Party not dealing with this problem of anti-Semitism properly."
Two people from Birmingham have appeared in court accused of giving money to a man suspected over the Brussels and Paris terror attacks. Mohammed Ali Ahmed and Zakaria Boufassil, who are both 26, are accused of paying Mohammed Abrini £3,000 last summer. They and a third person were charged with terror offences yesterday. Greggs is to start selling fair trade bananas in hundreds of its shops. The move's been welcomed by the Fair Trade Foundation, saying it would benefit banana producers in Colombia, Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic. And excitement's building in Leicester today. Football fans are painting the city blue to give the Foxes a boost ahead of Sunday's match against Manchester United at Old Trafford. They'll bring home the Premier League title if they win. Omar Butt's a sports history student and Leicester City fan.
The whole city is bustling at the minute, and like some of the things what we've witnessed this season, I mean, like going to Man City and seeing them beat them 3-1, I mean, being at that was just incredible. You'd never have believed it, and it's just unbelievable, to be quite honest.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
A few showers with some sleet and snow in parts of the north and the east. Sunny elsewhere with a small risk of hail and thunder, highs of 12 degrees
Thank you, Alex. Are you our Friday person now?
It appears so.
What's happened to Victoria? What have you done with her?
Well, I haven't done anything with her, but I'll tell you what. Basically, Victoria's a massive party animal.
Yes.
And she just likes three-day weekend. That's essentially what the situation
is. Yeah, she's essentially just unprofessional, is what you're... That's the aspersion you are casting.
And I just have to carry the can.
Fine. Yeah, let it ever be thus, Alex. That's Alex. He had the news. Look, here's probably Ben with some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abraham. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is calling on supporters to back the team rather than voice their frustrations. Protests are planned for tomorrow's Premier League game against Norwich. Fans being encouraged to raise banners in the 12th minute to mark the club's 12 years without a title. Wenger says such negative feelings aren't helpful to his players.
Look, I can understand the frustration of our fans, but as well... Despite that, we want to support our team, and the best chances you can give to a team is to be behind the team.
West Brom boss Tony Pulis believes that Leicester's title win will be the biggest shock in football after the Baggies handed them the chance to clinch it on Sunday. Albion's 1-1 draw at Spurs on Monday means if the Foxes win at Manchester United on TalkSport on Sunday, they'll take the title. Middlesbrough will go top of the Sky Bet Championship tonight if they avoid defeat at Birmingham. And in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton was second quickest in first practice ahead of the Russian Grand Prix behind his Mercedes teammate and championship leader, Nico Rosberg. That's your sport, powered by Talk Sport.
We want Ben. Thanks very much indeed. At 4 minutes past 1 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. Let's do this thing.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the Money Hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. You will know if you are an regular listener. I browsed the pages of Heat.
This week, I've got the port of Rotterdam.
Chloe, turn your mic down.
You've got a job to do, haven't you? Spotted man asleep in the rabbit holes in the Warrens.
Prime Burger UK.
And so I, speaking of nuts, I discounted it on the grounds that it's rubbish.
Sort out a place for her to sleep.
But then again, I've never got out of a car with no pants on.
It's basic, isn't it?
Anyway!
You're a boring person.
Absolutely at random. Yeah. I love giving the good life. So you've retrained, am I right, as an expert? You know, I just wonder, is there anything that we could do more for these people? Is now.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello, good afternoon, good Friday at you then. Welcome indeed to your friendly neighbourhood afternoon effort on Talk Radio. Upon checking, I do appear to be John Holmes. And yes, like the news that the slugs are coming, we now slither onto your radio, leaving a sort of broadcasting residue that once in your ears is very difficult to get rid of. Sleepless Slugs reads the headline today. It's not an early draft of that old Meg Ryan film, but instead the stuff of nightmares as it crawls from the fetid earth. No need for repose as it eats your soul. And by soul, of course, I mean plants. Big problem at the moment, of course, various slugs have been stopping chewing on perennial tubers to air their anti-Semitic views. In the news, one gastropod said he thought that Brian the Snail from the Magic Roundabout was a Zionist, and so he's been suspended from the garden. And then Slugsy, the mischievous slug from the children's programme Fifi and the Flower Tots, went on Facebook and made comments about Israel. He's since apologised, but Upsy Daisy from In the Night Garden has, in a very public row on the Teletubbies Hill, a row which was filmed, of course, and shown on La La's Tummy Television, Upsy Daisy from In the Night Garden called Slugsy from Fifi and the Flower Tots a Nazi apologist. I mean, the row is continuing. It's going on. Anyway, what's on the thing today, I hear you ask?
What's on the thing today?
I hear you all ask.
What's on the thing today?
Great. Well, there's another lonely luncher, of course. Someone lunching alone made slightly fewer lonely in Lonely Lunch Club. If you'd like to get on the list to take part in Lonely Lunch Club, where we become your virtual friend and colleague and invite you to chit and indeed chat about anything you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Work experience punditry this afternoon. It's film. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us for Professor Stephen Hawking's Pullback and Reveal. That, of course, is the feature in which the former Lucasian professor of mathematics at Cambridge University and renowned physicist rolls on up to the studio to tell us a rude joke sent in by you. There's the news in haikus. What the people think today, cakes or fire. Later as well, the haters gonna hate as a man called Con reads out the trolling texts and tweets that are sent to this show over the week, live from a lift as it travels downwards through the building. That is condescending. There's the end of the week quiz, a roundup of lazy PR and live music as we drag a busker in off the streets. It's what we like to do on a Friday and force them to perform at the end of a pointed stick. It's also Some Request Friday, of course. We're a talk station, so we will take requests for speeches. If there's a speech or a talk you'd like to hear, you can request it. Maybe it's your birthday and you'd like to hear President Eisenhower's farewell address from 1961. It might be your wedding anniversary. Your first dance was to the Roe versus Wade amendment from 1973 that ruled abortion law unconstitutional. Maybe you had your first dance to that. Maybe you're Ken Livingstone and you'd like to hear one of Hitler's rallies. Whatever you'd like to hear, you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on the.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
Ass Broadcast is through the glass.
Hello.
Chloe is pushing drugs. Sorry, not drugs. Buttons. I always get those two mixed up, which is why I was thrown out of a haberdasher's. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Alex is of the news.
Hello. This is my serious voice.
Good. Don't do it again. Paid intern Cornelius.
Yes.
Is shouting the words Nazi apologist.
No.
Into a bin.
Nazi apologist.
Nazi apologist.
With his head deeper in the bin than that. Right in.
Right in, mate.
Nazi apologist.
No, further in.
Stinks. Nazi apologist.
Hang on, let's do it. Not deep in.
Let's go away.
That's it. Dave's pushing him into his face into the bin. Do you want to call Dave a Nazi apologist now?
Nazi apologist!
I'm John Holmes, this is your Friday afternoon talk radio thing from Talk Radio. Right then, 11 minutes past one, let's start with some music. It's past 1 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
That's Electric Six Gay Bar.
Yeah,
Talk Radio's head of music. We're playing Electric Six, Talk Radio's Gay Bar. Who's going to ask me?
All right, yeah.
So you've got to ask me why I'm playing Electric Six's.
You got a coin. I've got a coin.
Are you going to toss for it?
Yeah, I think we should. Just in the interest of fairness. Cornelius, heads or tails?
Tails, please. For Wales.
It's heads, mate.
Oh.
No.
So that means I get to choose.
You get to choose. Who asked the question?
Cornelius. No, me. Oh. No, Cornelius.
Why are you playing...
Yes.
The Electric Six's hit...
Yes.
Gay Bar.
I'll tell you, Cornelius, it's because of the news. I don't know if you've seen
my 20p back.
I've made 20p.
The big story in the paper today, because this could be pertinent to Dave the thief. He's just stolen your money, hasn't he?
Yeah.
This is an ongoing sort of, you know, row anyway. The big story everyone's talking about, of course, but this is specific. A police station custody centre has been named... This is in Bexley Heath in southeast London.
Oof.
It's a police station custody centre, and it's been named one of the top areas, bed and breakfasts.
Yeah.
You know, right? It was commended up there with, like, bed and breakfasts for having friendly staff and, you know, good breakfast. And it's all part of the ongoing argument about luxury prisons. You know, that's the perennial argument that the prison's just too good for them now, isn't it? The luxury prisons. And I've been looking into this story, actually. And it's fair to say that there is evidence that prisons are now too luxurious. I mean, this custody suite that's been named a top bed and breakfast is really just the tip of the prison iceberg. I've been looking into this. Right, get this. This one, I know this is Talk Radio, right? So this is going to be controversial. It will make people angry.
Ooh, okay.
Right, and get judged. But there is a prison has just opened in the Cotswolds, right, which is a boutique prison. 10 cells, 5-star. It's got the highest rating yet on Prison Advisor.
What?
Right? Yeah, I know. And this is not good enough, is it?
Yeah.
It's a tiny, you know, the service, the staff ratio, it's too high. They've got, it's en suite.
A room service.
They've got, of course. Your cellmate is a butler.
What?
Yeah. And this is opening in the Cotswolds, and people are very angry about it. And we need to discuss the terrible state of luxury prisons, and whether that's the right thing, which I think is catnip to listeners to Sort of Speech Radio.
Isn't it?
It's one of the, it's up there with immigrants and ubergrants and racism and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So luxury. So what we need is to get Asprod Cass,
who's
through the glass.
Through the glass.
Dave, don't join in.
Through the glass, Asprod. We need a guest, of course.
A governor of a prison?
No.
Somebody from one of those panels that hate prisoners and go on about how they should live off gruel and...
No. Get me the actor Morgan Freeman from The Shawshank Redemption.
But he didn't escape.
Doesn't matter whether he escaped. He was in a prison, so that's good enough for me. Oh, was it him?
Morgan Freeman didn't escape.
No.
He narrated it.
But he was in the film.
Got a good
Andy
voice.
Dufresne.
So, yeah, escaped. And he's got a better voice than Tim Robbins, so get him. You've got the length of the adverts.
Oh,
16 minutes past one, Talk Radio. We are going to talk the shocking state of Britain's luxury prisons next on Talk Nanyang.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70 centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open bank holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There are still long delays on the M5 northbound. An accident still closing two lanes just north of 3 at Hales Owen, causing queues back past Frankley Services. The M6 south in Lancashire, one lane is closed after an accident between 33 at Golgate and 33 at the Broughton interchange. You will find the M6 through Cheshire struggling through the roadworks between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. I'm very busy with bank holiday traffic on the M5 southbound in the Bristol area between junction 18A and 21 at Weston-super-Mare. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, Friday afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Very quickly ahead of this luxury prison scandal. This is off the back of the prison that's opened in the Cotswolds. It's a boutique prison, just 10 cells. Your cellmate is a personal butler. Cornelius, reactions coming in. Reactions. You can react, of course, to Talk Radio on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can thing on thing.
Dave. You're in today, you can do it.
All right, stay, Mr. Individual.
Okay. What you got, Cornelius? What reactions have come in?
Lots coming in. Arbisto have said they'll be giving away free samples at train stations this weekend. That's while stock lasts. And when I sprained my ankle, someone recommended frozen peas to me, but they were crunchy and tasted horrible.
Right, 20 past one. If you've got a reaction, react to it in this direction. We'll be right back. Right then, we are talking about the fact that prisons are luxurious. One of the ones in Bexley Heath was named the top bed and breakfast in the area. And then there's this one opening in the Cotswolds, of course. We've been looking into this. When you check in now at HMP Cardiff, they've upped the level of luxury after complaints on Prison Advisor, and they have attended to some of this. Now, prisoners, when they check in now to HMP Cardiff, are given spades and escape equipment upon check-in. This has angered a lot of people. To talk about this this trend towards luxury prisons, we've got Asprod Cass through the glass.
Yep.
Did you manage to get the actor Morgan Freeman?
Do I not always deliver?
Yes, you do. Have you delivered this time?
No.
Who is it, Cass?
It's Mark Jenkins off of The Hotel.
Ooh.
What hotel?
Apparently it was a telly show. I didn't watch it. Everyone's been asking
me. Oh, the Channel 4 one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what channel it was on.
Well, let's find out. Mark, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Are you Mark Jenkins off the Hotel television programme?
Yes, unfortunately not Morgan Freeman. I'm very sorry about
well,
that.
Well, in any casting director's list, you're the next one down.
Mm. I heard they wanted Morgan Freeman to do the Hotel originally, but just couldn't make the availability work.
Yeah, so they got Mark.
Yeah.
Is the next best thing. Mark, I want to talk to you about this shocking story about luxury prisons. I mean, you're a hotel expert, right? Are they synonymous now, prisons and hotels?
Well, the thing is, you know, the reason they're so luxurious is they have such a great big budget. I mean, even, you know, if a policeman keeps you in a cell for 24 hours, it costs £420 or £430, which is actually slightly more expensive than a room for a night at the Ritz. So for that sort of money, they need to be able to compete on quality and you know, food and comfort, don't they, really?
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is part of the problem, isn't it? I mean, that's, you know, that's it's not exactly a premier in level, is it, that? I mean, you're absolutely right. That's high-end five-star hotel. I mean, we're getting, you know, just looking down the list here of what's going on. Parkhurst, Isle of Wight, Mark, each cell now has its own Waitrose.
Really?
Yeah, they're trialling it, but it's been so successful with the prisoners. The most popular thing amongst prisoners at the moment, by the way, is quinoa, and it has to be artisan. But it's a shocking trend, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it is. I mean, not being funny, if I was in charge of the prison service, you know, Lidl's would be good enough, wouldn't it, really? They don't need Waitrose.
Absolutely right. I mean, do you think people would object if each cell had its own Lidl?
Probably. But not as much as having their own Waitrose. Even I don't shop at Waitrose. I can't afford it.
No, Morgan Freeman does. This is as well. I'm looking down at the list now. This is at Pentonville, HMP Pentonville.
Yeah.
Right. The showers, the communal showers, are Rainhead. Right. And Rainhead showers. Tell us about them, Mark. What's the advantage of a Rainhead shower?
I think they're the ones that when you stand under it, it feels like it's raining, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, right. The clue's usually in the name.
Yes. and there's also an attendant, there's a butler in the shower whose job it is to pick up the soap so there's no danger of prisoners being attacked in the bottom. I mean, this is a high-end high-end service, isn't it?
I agree with that. If I ever get sent to prison, I would definitely want a butler picking up the soap for me.
It's an option in these five-star prisons. I'm just going to go down. Slop buckets filled with Prosecco. Now, this is for let me paint a scenario for you, quite literally here, Mark. When a lag wipes his own excrement on a wall in his cell, they now clean it off with Prosecco. And this is in some of the high. This is happening in Dartmoor.
Right.
And Exeter.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Well, it's very posh in the West Country, you know. They're not far from Torquay, that's why.
Well, that's why, isn't it? And what do they clean excrement off walls with in high-end hotels?
My experience of sort of, you know, I've never sort of owned or run a high-end hotel, but I've been fortunate enough to stay in them. I'm not aware that that's a problem they have.
Interesting, and I think probably
there aren't many of the guests that do a dirty protest in these, you know, quality five-star hotels.
Well, you'd be surprised, I think. I think they just hush it up. I think that's the but, right, okay, just again, more on this list. At HMP Brixton, And this is after the prisoners complained. They now dress for dinner like they do on Downton Abbey. They've got the full dinner jacket.
White tie.
White tie.
Wow.
Exactly. Let me read you some, Mark. We've got some stuff off the Prison Advisor website. I've just reviewed. The inmates have done reviews of the prisons. Cornelius, I know you've been
looking at this. Yeah, this is HMP Brixton. Yeah. Cozy and safe. 4 stars.
Yeah.
I was initially sceptical about going to this prison, but I was eventually dragged along, and since then I found it almost impossible to leave.
Yeah.
The room is a bit small, but the decor is simple and not too complicated. I was given my own loo, which was handily located no further than 2 metres away from my bed.
Yeah.
The only negative I would say was the lack of evening entertainment. After the third night or so, I began to grow tired of enjoying legal highs in the canteen.
Well, you know, this is just one example, and we've got this is at Feltham Young Offenders Institution, Mark. As of next month, Heston Blumenthal is going to be doing the food. I don't know what you make of that.
Well, I don't know if I'd be very happy about it. His food is very confusing, isn't it? Because
yes.
It looks like one thing and tastes completely different. You wouldn't know what you're eating.
Oh, I've got the menu here. Sample menu. Heston Blumenthal at, they've used the ampersand, at prison. They've called it. That's the sort of trendy thing. It's bread. It's standard bread and water, but the bread is... it's artisan bread. Oh, yeah, it was the water here. The water is infused with nitrogen from a snail. That's the water for the prisoners. On Sundays, the young offenders in Feltham get braised, triple-cooked porridge with a hen in it.
Right.
Mm. I mean, is that too much for a prisoner?
I think we should stick to sort of porridge and bread and water if I had my way. I mean, they aren't meant to be there to be punished, aren't
they? Well, that's right, yeah. Although, you know, it's the taxpayer being punished, isn't it? Because the amount Heston Blumenthal charges for a prison tasting menu. I mean, it's, you know, this is going to anger a lot of people. Let me have a look. The bars in some cells, this is in Glen Parva prison, are now constructed from Egyptian cotton. The warders do a thread count when they do a head count. Of that. We've talked about the butlers, the buckets full of Prosecco. The top floor of the Shard is set to be a prison by 2019. They're just going to move it into the Shangri-La Hotel, and that will become a prison. I mean, Mark, final word, really, to you. I mean, if it was up to you, what would you do? What's the answer here?
We could always just do what we used to do in the good old days and ship them off to Australia or somewhere.
You heard it there from Mark.
It's a nice holiday destination.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. They'd be shipped off 5-star, wouldn't they? And that's the problem. None of the hulks.
Business class, probably.
Business, exactly right. Mm. Mark, thank you for talking to us. That's Mark Jenkins. He's off of Channel 4's The Hotel programme, which Ask Podcast has never heard of or seen. he's very much the second Morgan Freeman. Mm. If you've got an opinion on prisons, then we would like to hear from you. I know you've been looking, Cornelius, at this trip at Prison Advisor, which is like the Trip Advisor, but for prisons. Have you got another one there?
Yeah, HMP Strangeways. You won't need to leave the resort.
Yeah.
5 stars. Me and a group of friends went to Strangeways after looking to get away from our busy careers.
Yeah.
We found everything we needed was within the four walls.
Yeah.
There were lovely spacious yards, room service,
yes,
and loads of bars.
Yes, well, there you go. If you've got a thought on these luxury, I mean, already people are complaining, rightly, I think, about the each cell having its own Waitrose now on the Isle of Wight. So get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use that. It's just coming up to a time. It's Talk Radio, and that means Alex has got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. The lawyer representing Arthur Simpson Kent says he admits the killings of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake and her 2 children. The victims vanished on December the 13th and their bodies were found buried in the garden of the family home in Erith in Kent in January. Jeremy Corbyn's under growing pressure to deal with a perceived anti-Semitic problem in the Labour Party. The leaders deny there's a crisis after former London Mayor Ken Livingstone and MP Naz Shah were suspended for making allegedly offensive comments. But former Labour MP George Galloway is standing by the leader.
I don't think you can say that he's been in any way fudging. He's done the precise opposite of the wrong thing. I tweeted before all this happened, yesterday morning, if you don't run, they can't chase you. He did run, and my goodness, you are all chasing him.
A Syrian clinic's been hit by an airstrike, the second time this week that a medical facility's been struck. The incident in rebel-held Aleppo wounded several people. Will Geddes is an international security expert and spoke to Talk Radio.
What is added to that is Médecins Sans Frontières, as well as obviously the International Red Cross, are unable to go in there and provide that additional and critical medical support, obviously, for the simple civilians that are unfortunately living in Aleppo and being directly impacted by these airstrikes.
An ambulance driver's died in a crash with another ambulance in North Wales. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene in Gwynedd yesterday. Three other people were seriously hurt in the accident. And cycling's governing bodies confirmed Britain's Simon Yates will not face a suspension after a failed drugs test. His team have accepted responsibility for the error. The weather staying unsettled with outbreaks of rain, sleet and hill snow over some north and eastern areas, right with some sunshine elsewhere, but still a risk of hail and thunder. Highs of 12 degrees outside and inside this studio, lows of minus a million.
Yeah, it's cold, isn't it?
It's freezing.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? That's just... it's the temperature that follows Julia Hartley Brewer around. Where'er she goes. She chills the air. And this is just lingering Hartley Brewer.
Like the Queen in Narnia.
Precisely that. Have you not noticed how much Turkish delight is outside on the desks? And that you do have to come into the studio through the back of a wardrobe.
It's great, though.
Are you genuinely cold?
I'm a little bit chills.
All right, fine.
Victoria doesn't complain about the weather, does she?
Yeah. No.
Well, Victoria's not complaining because she's not here. She's having a 3-day weekend.
Touché.
Yeah. She's probably having a 4-day weekend because I bet it's a bank holiday, but she's not in on Monday, are
you? Oh, that's true.
Are you in on Monday?
No.
There's no news on Monday. That's it.
I'm reading the news on Monday.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Got a long weekend to learn how to read, then.
Yeah, which would be handy. Thanks, Alex. Good, right, 1:32. It's Talk Radio, isn't it? It's obvious.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It is 1:33. Your reactions are coming in.
Yes, lots coming in. At Realistic Motivation says, never let anything get in your way except level crossing barriers. And Johnny says, he looked up his chimney the other day to find a puppet. It was sooty.
I've got, I don't think you can say that these days, tapestries, displayed on the wall of stately homes and National Trust properties, hanging's too good for them. So if you've got a reaction, then you can get it to us on that. No. Not saying it, because Cornelia's saying that.
Just
annoys,
the usual.
Annoys
just
me.
The usual.
I think you get it on the usual. Just the usual. Oh, it's
start your message with the usual word. Mm.
It's Friday, which means, of course, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's Some Request Friday.
Yeah, yes!
Don't do that. It's not bloody Capital Radio, is it? Stop it.
What?
Any clapping, any whooping. It's not...
Mm. Didn't clap, we just whooped.
Clapital.
Anyway, it's Some Request Friday. It's not All Request Friday, because Radio 2 sort of have that legally pegged. We've tried, but Simon Mayo copyrighted the phrase All Request Friday. Because what they do over there, so you can choose music, and then get in touch, you can phone in the show, or just send an email or whatever to Simon Mayo, and they'll play you a song, because it's a Friday, and whatever you're doing, if you want to shout out, that's what you can do. Maybe it's your birthday, maybe it's your anniversary, whatever it might be. We do the same here on Talk Radio, but because we're a speech station, we do it with speeches. So if you've got a speech or a talk that means something to you, we touched on, the sort of stuff I was talking about earlier, really. If it's your birthday and you'd like to hear, Eisenhower's farewell speech from 1961, or as I say, my your wedding anniversary, and your first dance was to the Roe versus Wade amendment from 1973 that ruled abortion law unconstitutional. Whatever it is, then get in touch, because it get that from, you know, there's a speech that just says Friday to you, and you can get in touch, request a speech on Some Request Friday. Hi gang, here's one. Love the show. Love the show.
Aww. That's how you get on. That's how you get onto the Summer Quest Fridays.
Back in my early 30s, I spent a weekend in Africa jumping through the Sahara on a pogo stick and giving dirty looks to zebras to raise money for disadvantaged avocados. I spent the entire time listening to How to Learn Any Language in 6 Months, which is a TED Talk by Chris Lonsdale. To take me back to those heady days, do you think you could play it for me this afternoon? Well, Chris, you're in luck, because we've got it. So especially for you and anyone who likes a TED Talk by Chris Lonsdale, here's one of his best. How to Learn a Language in 6 Months.
Now, when I was young, yeah, school was sort of okay, but I found quite often that school got in the way of learning. So I had this question in mind, how do you learn faster? And this began when I was very, very young. When I was 11 years old, I wrote a letter to researchers in the Soviet Union asking about hypnopedia. This is sleep learning, where you get a tape recorder, you put it beside your bed, and it turns on in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, and you're supposed to be learning from this. Good idea. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. But hypnopedia did open the doors to research in other areas, and we've had incredible discoveries about learning that began with that first question. I went on from there to become passionate about psychology, and I have been involved in psychology in many different ways for the rest of my life up until this point.
Oh, that's it is a Friday speech. I'm glad we've started with that. And as we said before, if you're driving and listening to Talk Radio this afternoon, and you look round, and you'll know other people are listening to us, because they'll be miming along, you know, with the windows. It's sunny in the south. I know it's sleety up the north, but you know, people with the windows down and looking forward to the bank holiday weekend with a bit of Chris Lonsdale's How to Learn Any Language in 6 Months. That's for that's for Dan, who wanted to hear that. Spent his early 30s in Africa, jumping through the Sahara on a pogo stick to raise money for disadvantaged avocados. Whatever the reason, get in touch if you'd like a speech this afternoon. We'll see if we've got it on the system. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
So message any word you like.
Okay, then. Let us move like cagey tigers towards 2 o'clock with a bit of headline hijack. If you've not heard this before, here's what's gonna happen. At 2 o'clock, Alex will be back in here. He's very much the new Victoria. And out of his journalist-trained mouth will come the news. Within it, though, will be a news lie at 2 o'clock, and it's there because we research indicates that a lot of people are out for lunch at the moment, don't really hear this bit of the programme. They get back to their desks or wherever at 2. Tune in, get the news, and of course, they believe it's the news because it's the news, so they believe it all to be true. But in fact, one of those stories will be a lie. We'd like you to make that lie up. You can get that to us on the usual number. La thing, what they said. The lines are open. What have we got? What's come in? Let's have a look here. Then, in anticipation of their possible Premier League title this week, this is from, who's this from? Darren. The City of Leicester. City of Leicester Council have said that if Leicester City get the 3 points needed, they will, this is great actually, they will revoke 3 points from anyone whose driving licence in the area of Leicester has more than 3 points, just to celebrate.
Yeah, they need the 3 points. They need the three. It's like a gesture.
It's a gesture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a gesture.
Just a gesture.
Just a gesture.
Just a gesture.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
What have you got there, Dave? Have you got one? That was a gesture.
Very much was, wasn't it? Do I have one?
I don't know, I'm
do
asking
I
you.
Do I have one? Yeah, I probably do, actually.
Okay, who's
I,
it
yeah.
from?
This one is from Jess.
Jess, hi Jess.
This actually pertains to Cornelius a bit as well.
Well then.
Worrying statistics have shown that almost half of primary school children do not know how to count to 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Cornelius, but this one's in Chinese. Education watchdog Ofsted said it was very worrying, considering it's thought that in 3 years' time the country will be under the rule of the Chinese Empire.
It is a worry. Thank you, Jess, for that. If you've got a made-up news story, then get it to us. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter on the thing. We're on Facebook as well.
facebook.com. That's it.
That's right. Well, the other thing that happens at lunchtime, of course, is that some people are forced, through no fault of their own, to eat alone.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And that is where Lonely Lunch Club comes in, as we induct an inductee once more into the Hall of Tupperware Despair. If you're lunching alone, then you can get in touch with us, and we will be your virtual colleague and or friend. We will make the commitment to you that we will chit. That's chit about this or chat about that. The subject is up to you. It could be last night's television. It could be tonight's television. It could be relationship issues. It could just be bemoaning people who you do genuinely work with. Anything you want, allow us to be your virtual colleague and friend if you're lunching alone. That is the point of Lonely Lunch Club. Let's find out who's on the telephone today. Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm having a quiet day.
Are you?
I'm a stay-at-home dad.
My
wife is out for the day. Got some work stuff to do. So it's just me and the baby.
Yes.
She's sleeping at the minute. So that's why I'm eating on my own.
Right, well, that's fair enough. I will allow you an alone for that, because it's a sleeping baby. It's pushing the rules slightly, Chris, but we'll let you do it. So stay-at-home dad, how long have you been a stay-at-home dad?
Oh, this must be about 2 months now. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. The conversation's one-sided. That's the downside with the baby.
Yes. Do you? Do you find you get to the end of your tether very quickly?
No, I've found myself talking about things in the house so often that I have to make things up with her, because you just show her the same pictures on the wall every single time, and you just kind of more backstory every single time.
Yes.
But she enjoys it.
Okay, I was going to say, what style of child do you have? It's a she, yes?
It's a she, yes.
Yeah. What's her name?
Kara.
Kara, nice. So, okay, so, first question, of course, what are you having for lunch? What's your lonely lunch?
Well, not much left in the fridge, so I'm making a sandwich.
Yep.
But this might seem a bit rogue, but I'm making a Scotch egg sandwich.
No, I think that's good. Actually, that's also a good topic of conversation, because, you know, if... and we can start now. Basically, you're a stay-at-home dad. That technically then is your place at work. We are, as I say, virtual friends and colleagues. Here we go. Oh, Chris, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. Look at little Kara.
I know, she's growing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Chris, I brought my baby as well, because I brought my baby as well, for a sort of coffee morning or whatever
I'm
it is.
Hungry.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
So I brought my baby's little girl.
I'm hungry.
Called Cornelius.
I'm hungry.
How old's Cornelius?
22.
Yeah. I brought 22-year-old Cornelius, I look after him. I'm very much a stay-at-home dad like yourself, Chris.
It's work, isn't it? It's work.
Isn't it difficult? I know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. He never stops pooing. And it's gone. You know when they're newborn, Chris, and it doesn't smell, does it? The poo initially.
No, not at all. It's to come when they start doing the solid. You know, after the milk's finished and into solid food.
Yeah,
that's what my friends are telling me. You know, that's when you got to watch out for it.
Exactly, and I can tell you, Cornelius stinks now because he's past that stage. Absolutely reeks. And but oddly, he does still breastfeed off of Julia Hartley Brewer, and I think that. And I think the toxic mix of lactose is what makes him have a runny bottom. If I'm on it, I think that's probably what happens.
Red raw?
Yeah, absolutely red raw. Yeah, it's Oh, there.
Oh, bless. He'll calm down. He'll calm down in a bit.
Yeah. I'm going to burp him in a minute. Is that a Scotch egg sandwich?
It is. I've been a much left in the fridge when you come around. So I thought, a serving of Scotch egg on its own is fine, but I just wanted to put it in, I had some bread to use up, just, you know, put the two together.
I'll tell you what, Chris, in all honesty, I'm a big fan of putting incongruous things into sandwich-based, the arena of the sandwich, right? I can recommend to you, I see your Scotch egg sandwich and I approve, you must have some brown sauce with it. But also, do you know pot mash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like pot noodle, but it's mash. Right. You can take what thick white bread, make a pot mash sandwich, put thick two pot mash in the sandwich, brown sauce. It's a delicious culinary treat.
I mean, could you have that fried over a weekend?
I've never tried that actually, but now you've said it, that's
for a weekend. You wouldn't do it during the week.
No, I mean, I'm not a monster.
Yeah, exactly.
It's food chat we're having now. I mean,
some people say that you're putting breadcrumbs inside a sandwich is a bit meta, but I think it gives texture.
No, I'm 100% with. Oh, God, he's gone again. Hey, sorry, Chris. He's gone. Oh, God. Sorry about that. Do you want to open a window? What a terrible child. Dave, could you do me a favor? Could you go and burp him?
Oh.
Go on.
Mummy.
Just go and burp him. Sorry, Chris. Car is so much better behaved.
How do you burp a child? Just hit it on the back.
You have to get him on your... Yeah, hit him on the back. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Do you need a cloth?
Yeah. Have you got a muslin? That's a muslin, not a muslim.
Yeah, easy mistake.
Don't sick up any milk on a muslim. They don't like it. Good. see, little Cara there, still asleep, very well behaved, and 22-year-old man-child Cornelius.
Corn idiot.
Just pooing himself. We've got Julia Hartley Milkers Brewery.
Probably a bit tired as well. Yeah,
what he is. Off to sleep. Hush, little Cornelius, don't say a word. Thanks. And could you?
That's good.
And that's instruction for the rest of the show. Chris, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I hope we've improved your lonely lunch there.
It's picked up. You know, she'll be due for waking up in a half an hour, so this has been nice to talk to an adult I'm not married to.
Excellent. Do give her our best, and the wife also. There you go, that's Chris. If you want to join the Lonely Lunch Club, then you know what to do, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message.
What did I say?
I have to, though. You have to start your message with the word talk. Okay, you can say it. It's one job, I don't have to do it.
87222.
Start message the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start message anywhere you like.
It's coming up to 10 to 2. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required, subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There are still long delays on the M5 northbound. An accident still closing two lanes just north of three at Aylesowen, causing queues back past Frankley Services. The M6 south in Lancashire, one lane is closed after an accident between 33 at Golgate and 33 at the Broughton interchange. You will find the M6 through Cheshire struggling through the roadworks between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. I'm very busy with bank holiday traffic on the M5 southbound in the Bristol area between junction 18A and 21 at Weston-super-Mare. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's coming up to a time. Your reaction's coming into the studio, into the Talk Radio studio. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in,
lots
John.
Coming in,
lots
John.
Lots coming in. Anyway, anyone who we consider radical should be deported. That comes in from a man who hates skateboarders. And referring to the prison story earlier, someone yes. said, all-inclusive should mean all-inclusive.
Mm, okay, if you've got a reaction, do react it, of course, in this direction. I don't know if you've seen any of the new... Ginger producer Dave.
Brunette presenter John.
What presenter?
Brunette, I don't know, dark haired.
Okay, fine. Have you seen any of the news?
Like the main news? Or
just
like
any of the news.
Today?
Today's news. Have you seen any of the news?
I was going to save this for a bit later, like a surprise, but I saw a bit of the news on the way into it. Yeah, quite a big bit as well. Much bigger than normal.
What about you, Cornelius? Have you seen any of these?
I saw News in concert last night at the O2.
Did you?
Yeah, really great. They're great.
Did they, the headline?
Yeah, they headlined.
Yeah, the news does, doesn't it?
Yeah, news
always
does.
Always
headlines.
That is yesterday's news, though, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I listened to the news on the way in, the new news album.
The new news album, yeah.
But, I haven't seen them today.
Right. Think about the news, though. It's quite complicated.
Yeah, I can get my head around it.
Yeah, well, that's where we can help, because what we do on the afternoons on Talk Radio is that we distill the news down to its component part. And if you distill the news down far enough, you'll know that its component part is Japanese poetry, the art and the medium and the form of the haiku. And here it is, then. Seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Ken suspended after Hitler comment that all so Israeli bad.
The news in haikus. It's Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Friday. If you'd like a request of a speech or a talk that might, you know, that means something to you, that's, you know, just... Hey, look, it doesn't have to be for a reason. It could just be a shout-out. You might be going on holiday for the bank holiday weekend. You might be going away the weekend. You're in the car with friends, with family, and you just want to hear a speech on the radio, so you can all sort of join in with it just to set you up for the bank holiday weekend. You can call us, 0844 499 1000, or you can text them in if you want to as well. You can call us. I think someone's on the phone now, actually. Good afternoon. Hello.
Afternoon, John.
Hello.
I don't suppose you've got Angela Merkel's 2015 New Year's speech somewhere in the system, do you? I used to listen to it on loop last summer when I locked myself in an echo chamber for 4 months.
Right. Well, let's see if we've got it in the system for you. We're looking for Angela Merkel's 2015 New Year's speech. I don't know if we've got that. Oh. Have we got that? I mean, we've got a lot of Angela Merkel's work, haven't we?
Got a lot of Merkel's back catalogue, yeah.
Have a look. Because this was a B-side. I don't even think it was a...
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a B-side to the Chancellor inauguration speech.
That's right, yeah.
And it was released on that same record.
Yes.
It's quite hard to find, actually. It's quite a rare one, but it's in the system, John. We've got it.
Excellent. Okay, especially, I think that was Paul on the phone, by the way. So especially for you, Paul, here it is for Some Request Friday on Talk Radio, Angela Merkel's 2015 New Year's speech.
Liebe Mitbürgerinnen und Mitbürger, 2014 wird als ein Jahr in Erinnerung bleiben, das anders verlaufen ist, als wir uns das zu Silvester vor einem Jahr vorstellen konnten. Es war das Jahr, in dem wir in Europa in lange nicht gekannter Härte erfahren haben, was es bedeutet, wenn Grundlagen unserer europäischen Friedensordnung in Frage gestellt werden, also die freie Selbstbestimmung der Völker. Genau das mutet Russland der Ukraine zu. Es steht völlig außer Frage, dass wir Sicherheit in Europa gemeinsam mit Russland wollen, nicht gegen Russland. Aber ebenso steht völlig außer Frage, dass Europa ein angebliches Recht eines Stärkeren, der das Völkerrecht missachtet, nicht akzeptieren kann und nicht akzeptieren wird.
It's actually a classic, isn't it? I mean, it's
it a little bit.
And it does towards
when
the
it
end.
Kicks in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when the for me, yeah, it's, for me, it's when the words start. So that's for Paul. He called in, wanted to hear Angela Merkel's 2015 New Year's speech. There it was, especially for you, Paul. If you've got a request for a talk or a speech on Talk Radio, of course, on some request Friday, you can get in touch. 0844 number talk thing 87222 on the thing.
Write a message with the word talk.
The word talk. We need to make up some news. So, if you're just joining us, you do join us at the conclusion of Friday's Headline Hijack. A made-up news story will be in the news in around 3.5 minutes' time. We call it Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make up that news story. It's there simply to confuse and befuddle those who may not be listening to this bit. They've nipped out for lunch, not back at their desk yet. They may get back in the next 3 or 4 minutes, sit down at their desk, put the radio back on. They'll hear the news, they'll believe it, won't they? Because it's the news comes out of Alex's mouth. He's normally reliable. But there will be a made-up lie in there masquerading as said truth. Get on the list, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Same as whatever you like.
What have you got, Cornelius?
Lloyd says, the famous photographer Anton Corbin has struck an exclusive deal with Snapchat, which will see all of his future photos taken with the social media app as part of the launch. A series of photos of the Rolling Stones have been released with the dog emoji filter on them.
Okay, who's done that?
That's from Lloyd.
Right, hi Lloyd. Alongside asking people if they used to get free school meals, the BBC have said that in order to increase the number of people from more deprived backgrounds, this is part of their diversity review, of course, of the BBC, more people from deprived backgrounds working for the corporation, they need to up the number. So as from next week, the corporation said they will instantly hire anyone who turns up to a job interview in a tracksuit. So if that is you, they also said you could just in your slippers as well, you know, or you know, if you're a regular Asda in jeggings, they will accept jeggings as well. So the BBC, as of next week, just to sort of counter that whole middle class Oxbridge sort of
thing.
Thing. That's right. So accusation, I was going to say, but yeah, thing. Who's won?
Who's
got their made up news story into the news in 2 minutes' time? Who is it?
It's Holly.
Holly! Where's Holly from?
Guildford.
Holly's in Guildford. She's got a made-up news story in the news, which is coming next on Talk Radio. Also today, our end-of-the-week quiz. That will be coming later, of course, testing your brand loyalty to the Talk Radio afternoon programme. There will be Professor Stephen Hawking rolling into the studio to tell us a rude joke. That's in Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. More news in haikus. What the people think. We've been out on the street to find out today. It's cakes or fire. Get in touch if you'd like to tell us whether you prefer cakes or fire. 158, Alex has got the news next. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70 centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open bank holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, partner admits killing EastEnders actress, call for emergency action plan for police force, and phone-free zone idea for restaurants.
Talk Radio.
The lawyer representing Arthur Simpson Kent says he admits the killing of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake and her two children. The victims vanished on December the 13th and their bodies were found buried in the garden of the family home in Erith in Kent on January the 5th. Two British men have appeared in court charged with giving money to the bomb maker suspected over the Paris and Brussels attacks. Matt Steele has the details.
The pair are accused of meeting Mohamed Abrini, the so-called man in a hat, in a Birmingham park last July. It's claimed Mohamed Ali Ahmed and Zakaria Boufassil handed him £3,000. They, along with a woman, have all been remanded in custody on terror charges. Abrini became Europe's most wanted man after being seen on CCTV at last month's Brussels airport bombing.
Lawyers for the families of 20 Hillsborough victims have asked for South Yorkshire Police to be put into remedial measures. They want the Home Secretary to send in a team to oversee the force. Its acting chief constable has offered to step down just 24 hours after being appointed. Lawyer for some of the victims' families, Elkin Abrahamson, says the force has other problems.
There are more difficult issues to look at as far as the force is concerned. And I think that will take time, whether it's weeks or months. It depends on the speed with which the investigation is carried out.
A British family beaten unconscious while on holiday in Thailand have vowed they'll never go back there again. Lewis and Rosemary Owen and their son were knocked out cold in Hua Hin during the Thai New Year celebrations. Four local men have since been arrested and charged. The Queen's Ferry crossing construction site near Edinburgh is to be closed for 3 days after a worker was killed by a crane yesterday. The 60-year-old man was reportedly struck on the North Tower deck yesterday afternoon. Another man also suffered minor injuries. And taking photos of food in restaurants might impress followers on Instagram, but it appears to be wearing thin on fellow diners. A new poll suggests 83% of Britons are in favour of no phone zones in restaurants. The typical person spends 7 minutes on their device every time they're out for a meal. Columnist and writer Grace Dent spoke to Talk Radio.
I think that we are slightly locked in this situation where we have wonderful technology now and our phones do everything. And we are on social media and we're establishing our personal brands and we want to tell people that we're out of the house and we want to post photos. You know, 41% of us would post images of our food now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Staying unsettled with outbreaks of rain, sleet and hill snow over some north and eastern areas. Bright with some sunny spells elsewhere, but still a risk of hail and thunder. Today's high, 12 Celsius.
Thanks very much indeed, Alex. 3 minutes past 2 o'clock, here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Leicester's incredible season is comparable with Nottingham Forest's title-winning campaign in 1978. Leicester can win the Barclays Premier League live on Talk Sports on Sunday afternoon with a victory away at Manchester United. Pulis says that statement alone is quite something.
There is a massive divide in the Premiership between teams who have and teams who haven't. And for Leicester to achieve it, if they do, fingers crossed, achieve it, it's most probably as good as anybody could ever imagine as a shock to people.
Baggies host West Ham tomorrow. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger would rather supporters spend their energy getting behind the team rather than voice their frustrations. Protests are planned for tomorrow's game against Norwich, with fans being encouraged to raise banners in the 12th minute to mark the club's 12 years without a Premier League title. Finally, in tonight's Sky Bet Championship fixture, Middlesbrough will go top of the table if they avoid defeat at Birmingham. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And a new global warming initiative next month will attempt to get as many people as possible across the globe to hold their breath for 1 minute. It's thought that if 50% of the world's population don't exhale carbon dioxide for 1 minute on what's being dubbed as World Breath Day, it could save up to half a ton of carbon emissions.
Thanks very much, Alex.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
2:05 then on a Friday. Good afternoon. It's that Talk Radio thing. I remain, and for balance, also leave John Holmes. And still to come before 4:00 then with the news that a school in Kent has banned parents from the school for swearing. We're offering a swearing parent amnesty on the programme. If you're a swearing parent, you're looking for a place to swear, then look no further. We have a safe haven for the potty-mouthed between now and 4 o'clock. So if you are one or have a parent or grandparent that Fs and Jeffs like a trooper, then do get in touch and let them enjoy this afternoon's swearing safe place after it's been banned by a school. Remember, grandparents, swearing is fine, but no racism, please. We're not the Labour Party.
Talk Radio.
2:06, Friday, work experience punditry. So you'll know, of course, if you are that regular listener, what I have been keeping dimensioning, that we are road testing the next generation of critics, of pundits, of reviewers here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. We call it work experience punditry. They're on work experience. It also means we don't have to pay them, which is the most important thing. Friday is film, of course. It's with Barry. Hello, Barry.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. You had a busy studenting week?
All busy.
Have you?
Busy as always.
But you've still found time to watch films,
still
though.
Still got some time. Still managed to squeeze it in there.
Okay, fine. So, what are we starting off with?
We're starting off with Bastille Day, which is the new film with Idris Elba and Richard Marsden.
Yes, okay. Well, before you talk, tell us about it. I think we've got a clip. We've got a clip?
Yep.
We've got a clip. This is Bastille Day.
Walk up to me and steal my wallet.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I wouldn't have a guy come up to me in the street and ask me to steal his wallet. It doesn't work like that.
Just do it.
Okay, okay. Well, I'd walk up to the guy, avoid eye contact, step to the side, look him in the eye, and then I'd be gone.
Still there.
But the money's gone. See, I took the wallet the first time, then put it back the second, only without the money. It's all about the distraction. You were too busy watching me to see what I was doing.
Give me that.
What's it like, Barry?
It's very tense. Very, very tense. So it's about Richard Marsden plays an American pickpocket who steals a bag, which is something more than just valuables inside.
Yes.
And in fact, it's part of a terrorist mission in Paris. And
well, that's oddly timely.
Exactly. Even though I think it was filmed before everything happened.
Yes.
So yeah, when you watch it, even though it's all very tense and all very action-packed, it's still very poignant. I mean, if this was released like last year before everything happened,
yeah,
you wouldn't even guess
so
it.
So does that bring a new layer to it then?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Even though the mission itself, it's nothing like what happened back in November. But anyway, so they find out Richard Marsden has this bag.
Yep.
Idris Elba plays the CIA agent who's part of the mission to stop the attack happening.
Yes.
Happening. And it just brings Richard into the mission to help him stop the attack, basically.
I see. So is Idris Elba, we've mentioned Idris
Elba. Yes, we have.
Yes. So is Idris Elba just Luther again?
He is exactly Luther.
Is he?
Exactly.
He sounded like Luther there, didn't he, again? But with a slight American accent that he couldn't quite nail.
A little bit. He nearly got there.
Because he was Shere Khan. Mm-hmm. From the Jungle Book, which we talked about last week.
Yep.
Have you got some sort of Idris Elba obsession, Barry? Is that why you review every film with Idris Elba in?
I think the film industry has some sort of obsession. Yeah. I mean, it could just be like the run up to him becoming James Bond. You never know.
Yeah. He's the first. Do you know, I was looking at him on IMDb, and he's the first black Idris Elba.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time.
I know. I mean, there've been so many. You know, I mean, the part of Idris Elba was originally written, obviously. It was a white guy, but Idris Elba is now the first black Idris Elba, and I think that's the right...
Very progressive.
Very progressive, and I think it's absolutely the right thing to do.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally. It's finally happened.
I know,
it?
After all the campaigns and stuff.
Yeah. but I can't tell my arse from my...
Idris Elba?
Yeah. Okay, so in terms of it's a thriller. Clearly,
I mean,
where on the thriller scale, you know, if you go, I don't know, similar things, Taken,
exactly, pretty much. I mean, obviously not with that emotional scale. I mean, sort of Taken in that it's still got emotional, but obviously not about my family and stuff.
Yeah.
If it was released last year, it would just be fine. It would be nothing original, just good old action.
Yes.
Not much of a narrative going on.
Yes.
But because of what's happened,
yes,
it does feel a little bit more poignant in that sense. So, yeah, it is a bit...
Was it supposed to have come out sort of end of last year and they held it back?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. It was delayed until midway this year just to give it a little bit enough time in that.
Yes.
But, you know, saying that, it's still got really great action scenes and great rooftop chases, and Idris Elba, even though he plays Luther, he is awesome.
Yeah.
He is. He's got a great presence about him. He's still got a little bit, even though I'm not a personal fan of him, just personally.
Yes.
I still think he does have a little bit of charisma in his character, in some way.
Okay. Did the I read a bit about the rooftop chase, and it said it was particularly, what's particularly good about it?
Just, it's very fast paced and... It's incredibly fast paced, lots of explosions going on.
Right.
Yeah, just all really, really exciting.
Yes.
I mean, I just keep saying it's fine, but it is just fine. There is nothing original about it.
Okay,
which sounds
blunt. It's bog standard.
Bog standard.
It's a perfectly enjoyable way to spend 2 hours.
Exactly, yeah. If you've got to spare 2 hours,
Yeah.
It's like going to the Jungle Book before this. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the same, isn't it? It's the same. He's just Luther, whatever he's in.
He's a tiger. I mean, he's dressed up in a little tiger suit.
Yeah.
Jungle Luther, French Luther.
French Luther.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, American Luther.
Yeah.
All the Luthers.
Anthropomorphic wildebeest Luther in Zootropolis.
Shower Luther.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Shower Luther. Have you not seen that one?
I think he means a bath. He's misunderstood the way you use a Luther.
Yeah.
It was an average joke if it was right.
Okay, what have you got next, Barry?
I've got Miles Ahead, which is the biopic of the jazz musician Miles Davis.
Yes.
And it doesn't really focus on the music as such, but it focuses more on like his addiction with drugs and alcohol and not rock and roll jazziness.
Okay.
Anyway, but
is he played by the actor Idris Elba?
Unfortunately not. He's played by Don Cheadle.
Oh yeah.
But the really interesting thing about him is that he not only stars in it, he directs it, he co-produces it, and he's really tried to make this film happen.
That's normally a recipe for disaster, though, isn't it? When an actor writes, stars, produces, directs it, all that stuff. That's like Eddie Murphy territory.
Oh.
You know that? I can't remember what Eddie Murphy filmed, but later on in Eddie Murphy's career...
Big Mama's Big House or something.
Yeah, one of those, right?
What a film.
What
a film.
Norbit.
Yeah.
Just when, an Eddie Murphy film... Starring Eddie Murphy, written by Eddie Murphy, directed by Eddie Murphy. Basically, it was a home video.
If he's in the fat suit, that just makes things so much better.
Eddie Murphy was the first black Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Well, yeah. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. When I think about it, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And Don Cheadle was the first black Don Cheadle.
Well, there you go.
As well. So, you know, it's a very progressive film.
Yeah, very progressive.
Definitely.
Miles Davis.
Miles.
Miles Ahead.
Miles Ahead. Here we go. It's quite quiet.
In 3, 2. In 1975, one of the most prolific voices in music went silent for 5 years,
leaving the world to wonder.
Now, you ain't no Walter Cronkite. If you gonna tell a story, come with some attitude, man. Don't be all corny with this.
All right, well, you are the artist, Miles. How would you say it?
There, that's a clip from
Miles Ahead. He's got such a cool voice. He's just got like the most raspy, cool voice that you could have. I want his voice.
Do you?
Yeah.
Try it. Do the rest of the review, Miles Ahead, in the rasping voice of Don Cheadle as Miles Davis.
I'll try it. If you gave me some whiskey or something.
No.
In the studio. Oh, straight ahead, all right. So it's like scent.
That's good. That's really good.
Not bad, actually. Keep going.
It's still going. It's like scent. It's on its drink. I can't.
Do it.
Drink.
Go on.
It's drugs. And just him, like, being a womanizer and just being real cool. So it's about his comeback. And he's the guy from Rolling Stone, the writer, who's played by Ewan McGregor. Those two want to steal back the last tape that Miles wants. And so they go to the record label, and it's about him trying to get this music back whilst he's trying to get back with his lover, Francis Taylor. I think I'm just going to stop there.
Okay, fine. I think you did pretty well there.
Yeah. Oh,
don't clap. It's not pressure. Steve Wright in the afternoon.
That was like an audition.
Yeah, that was mad. So, you...
what's going on?
Is it good?
It's the thing is, I'd rather listen to Miles's music than have watched this, because it focuses more on like the drugs, the alcohol, and just all the bad stuff about Miles. But
yeah,
you want to remember.
But that's what's interesting, though, isn't it? It's not what the people want.
But because his music is just so legendary, you kind of just want to remember him for that. I thought going into it was going to be a lot about like how he, you know, wrote his own music or the performances and that. And probably because I'm saying that, because I'm a musician, so I probably went in.
All right, sure.
Without, all right. And
can you sing the rest of this review?
Oh. I mean.
In a jazz style.
No. Right,
give him a beat.
I haven't warmed up. Do you want.
There you go.
All right. So, Don Cheadle's performance is really electrifying. Still going. His voice is particularly raspy. It's not. It's not a nice interpretation of Miles. It focuses more on the harsher stuff. He's done a lot to make the film happen. It's been 10 years in the making. And it's got crowdfunding. But... it's got a lot of cliches in its story. Including... a car chase, which makes the film.
That's actually pretty good as well.
Yeah!
Stop clapping!
He's so good, though!
Steve Wright, stop it!
When the busker comes in later, are you going to say stop clapping at the end?
That's going on iTunes straight up. Or any other region.
More film reviews with Jazzy Barry to come on Talk Radio. It's 18 minutes past two. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels... at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70 centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open bank holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Please drinkaware.co.uk.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M5 through Worcestershire, in the roadworks, a breakdown closing one lane at Junction 5 for Droitwich and Wychbold for the A38. Long queue on approach to that particular problem. Staying on the northbound side of the M5, but this time in the West Midlands, two lanes closed due to a fuel spillage between 3 at Hales Owen and 2 at Holbury, travel time of around 45 minutes. And in Glossop, Snake Pass, the A59, completely closed due to the snow between Glossop and Lady Bower Reservoir at the A6013. I'm Stephen Beach.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall! What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance ready-mixed colours in store now.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Friday afternoon. That means, don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. If you'd like to request a speech or a talk that means a lot to you. Maybe it reminds you of a loved one, now deceased. Then we will play it for you. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on...
Sorry, message anywhere tonight.
We are mid film review with Barry. We'll pick that up in a moment. Some reactions that have been coming in, though, Cornelius. Some reactions. Mm. Reactions.
I used to rely a lot on Catwoman, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But I managed to kick my heroin addiction. Thank you very much for getting in touch. That must have been hard to say.
Yes.
Sarah in Walthamstow reckons that Mo Farah is better than Usain Bolt in the long run.
I've got this has come in. Hi, John. I just wanted to say that I really don't like foreigners. 1984 number one hits. I Want to Know What Love Is. Then we've already had reviews of Miles Ahead, the new Miles Davis biopic, which is a sort of labour of love of the actor Don Cheadle, who's very much the first black Don Cheadle. Idris Elba playing the character of Luther in the film Bastille Day. And now we move on to film number three, Barry.
Film number three, DVD of the week, is Joy, which is the Jennifer Lawrence film which came out earlier this year.
This is a film about a mop.
It is, yeah. Yes. She plays a mop. No, I'm joking. So she plays a mother who's part of a family of four, and it's kind of like a family drama of her wanting to break away from the family whilst all the family's giving her problems, but she wants to break free and start her own business. And what she does, she makes this kind of like, it's not called the magic mop, but it's an invention to do with a mop, which becomes like this whole business empire, and she becomes a millionaire.
Because this is the true story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So it's kind of like it's a family drama, but also kind of like an inspirational success story as well.
See, the way you said that suggests to me that you weren't so keen.
Well, no, it's just like, it's kind of like a cliche. It's just like the generic success story of like the underdog, but then becoming successful and starting up their own empire and becoming a millionaire.
Yes.
There's a lot of those.
I mean,
films.
Is it a story worth telling? Because, I mean, it's a true story, right? It's established. But was it worth the bother?
For Jennifer Lawrence, for her performance, definitely. Yeah. Because she got nominated for the Oscar earlier this year. And also, yeah, she's just fab. She's got this really like witty charm about her, and she's with Bradley Cooper. Yeah. And they've been together in a couple of films like Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle, and so they're kind of like the dream team. And also the director, David O. Russell, he directed those two films. So it's kind of like a winning formula. But in the end, it's her performance that makes up for it, and it's better than the actual script.
I mean, it's a bold itself. You know, it's a bold concept, that, isn't it? Going in to pitch a movie about a mop.
Yeah.
If you go in to that, you know, let's role play that. You know, let's just role play the pitch meeting. So you've come in. You're the writer, Barry.
Right.
And you got a story about a mop. Cornelius, you're his agent, maybe, and you've got some ideas as well. And I'll be the movie executive.
Right.
So let's just role play that.
Go for this. So,
hey guys, come in, guys. I want to see you guys. Come in.
Barry, this is John. John, good to see you again. John,
nice
this is
you.
Barry.
Nice
He's our latest protege.
I don't like him. Give him a chance.
Give me a chance.
I'll give him a chance.
I'll
tell you what, I'll give a young kid a chance.
Yeah.
This town is a hot town, kid, to start working. I'm going to give you...
you wait till you hear what we've got for you.
I tell you what, I was on our slate. I got superheroes. I love superheroes. I got robots fighting. I got zombies and stuff. And I got massive explosions. I got Idris Elba playing Luther in a film about a bag in Paris. It's a film. I got Idris Elba playing a tiger in the voice of Luther. I got all that stuff.
Wow.
I love all that. I love the jungle. What do you got for me?
John, you're clearly a man of quality. Barry, tell him your idea.
What do you got,
right,
Barry?
I got Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Making.
I love Jay.
J-Law.
I love Jaya.
J-Law. With Bradley Cooper.
B. Coop. I love B.
B. Coop.
B. Coop. Robert De Niro.
Merci, B. Coop, I say to him. When I watched that French film with Idris Elba in it. Playing Luther. Merci, B. Coop. Yeah.
So it's all about them, and they make a mop. And that's the film.
Get out of my goddamn office. Who the hell do you think? Bring in a kid in a film about a mop.
You've got to reconsider. It could be a franchise. We could do a sequel about the bucket.
Is Idris Elba in?
He's playing the bucket.
Is he called Luther?
He is.
Sold! I love it! There. Is that how it went, do you think? Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So anyway, I mean, yeah, it's a bit of a messy script. But
I want you to sing your...
No.
I want you to sing your pitch in a jazz style.
No.
Sing to me the pitch about the moth.
It's going to...
Give me a beat! Oh. Give me a beat, agent! Okay, kid, sing it. Sing to me about the mop.
Can I speech sing it? Speech sing it?
I don't care.
Right, I'll do it rhythmically. So, you got a mop, and you got J-Law, and she's going to be successful. She's going to be a millionaire, and it's going to win some Oscars. There you go.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's the chorus.
Not bad.
That's the teaser. Not bad.
Okay, fine. That's DVD of the week, is it?
That's the DVD of the week, yes.
So, TV movie of the week?
TV movie of the week, Bridesmaids, which is on E4,
yes.
Sunday, 9 p.m. Your good old rom-com, and it's one of my... Again, we said about getting to the Greek, one of my favourite comedies. This one as well.
Okay.
It's up there as well. So it's Kristen Wiig, and her best friend is about to get married, and it's all about kind of like the hen doing lead up to the wedding.
Yep.
And... Kristen Wiig's best friend, she's got another friend who wants to be what do you call it? It's not...
Like
the
maid of honour.
Maid of honour, there you go. So it's kind of like the cat fighter who's going to be the maid of honour at the wedding between these two, and it's really funny. It's
it is a funny film. I have seen it. We've got a clip, actually. We've got a clip.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi.
I'm looking for a birthday gift for my best friend.
Oh.
Oh, my God, our necklace says best friends forever.
You sure you want it to say forever?
Yeah, why?
Come on. Forever?
Forever?
I don't think you guys will be best friends forever. No offense, but, you know, the friends you have when you're younger, sometimes you grow apart. You know, when you get older, and maybe she'll find a new best friend. And maybe she'll be more successful than you are, and prettier, and richer, and skinnier. And they end up doing everything together.
You're weird.
I'm not weird. Okay.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And you started it.
No, you started it. Did you forget to take your Xanax this morning?
God, I feel bad for your parents.
I feel bad for your face.
That's a clip from Bridesmaids, of course, which is on...
E4, Sunday, 9 p.m.
E4, Sunday, 9 p.m. Barry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
This week's Work Experience Punditry Film Review. It is 2:30. Still to come on the programme, there will be a chance to get your brand loyalty tested to the Talk Radio Afternoon Weekday Show in our end of the week quiz. There'll be live music as we drag a busker in off the streets. And don't forget, it is Some Request Friday, which we will get round to more of your requests that are coming in for speeches and talks that you want to hear that means something to you. It's Talk Radio, it's 2:30.
Talk Radio.
The partner of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blakes admitted killing her and their two children, according to his lawyer. Arthur Simpson Kent's charged with murdering his 43-year-old girlfriend and their sons Zachary and Eamon in December. Sky's Katie Spencer's outside the Old Bailey.
Mr. Simpson Kent, he was arrested in Ghana and extradited back here to the UK, where he was charged with murder. Today we heard that he does in fact admit the killings, but he is yet to enter a plea.
Families of 20 fans who died at Hillsborough have asked the Home Secretary to intervene at South Yorkshire Police. They say the force is in a shambles after the temporary chief constable announced she was standing down just a day into the job. It's reported several bodies have been found after a helicopter crashed in the sea off Norway, but so far no survivors. The exact number of people found dead is unclear. Jeremy Corbyn's come under attack from his own shadow cabinet for failing to properly tackle allegations of anti-Semitism after Ken Livingstone was suspended from the Labour Party for inflammatory remarks, claiming Hitler was a Zionist. If you go to Leicestershire today, you might just notice a slight blue tinge to, well, everything. That's because football fans are painting the county blue. It's as Leicester City prepares for the match that could win it the Premier League title on Sunday. Dan Winnie is the president of De Montfort Student Union.
We're getting involved, whole student union's going blue. We've got face paint, everyone on campus is going to wear their blue shirts because everyone's come to support a different team.
And the weather.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6
on Talk Radio.
Okay, so it's Bank Holiday Monday, but the news never sleeps. Even if you friends are having a lion,
you got gate crashed by a trail for Paul Ross, Alex.
I know. Is there anything more insulting?
There is not. No. Your weather was bumped by Paul Ross's trail.
I know. I'm Devo.
I think that's a low point of your career, isn't it?
There's snow as well and everything.
Do the weather now, quickly, quickly do the weather.
There's snow in some parts of the UK.
There's the weather, that was Alex, it's 2:32, it's Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And just time for some of your reactions with Cornelius.
I think he'd stop walking out of the studio, wouldn't he?
Where is he? Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Where's Cornelius gone?
He's gone to little boy's room.
Oh, he's here.
Why didn't he do that in the news?
He did. It's taken a very long time for him to do it.
Wait for him to come back then.
What are you doing, mate?
Some reactions with Cornelius.
Sorry, I was in the loo.
Gone for a while, mate.
No, I wasn't.
The news, the trail. We did the weather twice due to a button error. Barry did half an hour of film reviews, didn't he, during that?
Yeah, I was in for that. I was beatboxing.
What, in the toilet? Is that what you call it?
I thought there was an advert break after that news.
Never is, never has been, never will be. The end.
Cornelius has got your reactions this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Lots of people slag off drama students. Little do they know is the reason why. Injections for my dog are costing me a lot of money, says Darren. He says he's starting to consider taking him off heroin.
Thanks very much, 234. It's some request Friday. Do you want to do a request, producer Dave?
No, no, set up a thing and then do the thing.
Okay, we do the phone. We'll go out onto the streets, are we? Is that what we're doing? Yeah, we'll go out on the streets. Fine. I'm glad we organised that during that discussion during the news. So this is Talk Radio, of course, and around this time every day, what we do, we go outside onto the streets to find out what the people think. What do the people think? Today, do they think cakes or fire?
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
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 Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Cakes. Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
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 Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
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 Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Cakes.
Fire.
Fire.
Cakes.
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 Fire.
Cakes.
Cakes.
Fire.
Oh, do you think cakes or fire? That's what the people think this afternoon. If you'd like to get involved in that debate, then tell us what you think, either cakes or fire, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with either the word cakes or fire.
That's how you do it this afternoon. Yeah, we'll do a Twitter poll as well of that. We'll do a Twitter poll so you can decide whether it's cakes or fire via a Twitter poll.
Good idea.
Hashtag annoy Ian. It's Talk Radio. It's 2:36, and now it is time to get involved in this. Professor Stephen Hawking, he is the Lucasian Professor of Mathematics, of course, or the former Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge University, renowned physicist, of course, recently speaking out about the discovery of gravitational waves in the media. On a Friday afternoon, though, he rolls up to the studio here in London at Talk Radio to tell us a joke. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. And why is it called that? Ask me why it's called that.
Who, me? Or are we tossing a coin for it? Or just...
You just ask me.
John, why is it called Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal?
Well, I'll tell you. It's because what this is, it's like an audible lolly stick, right? It's, let me explain, right? Do you remember in the old days when you'd buy an ice lolly, wouldn't you? Like an ice cream van. You might buy it from an ice cream van. You might even buy it from a newsagent. You know, you'd buy the lolly. Mm. But the magic of the lolly is that there was a stick sticking in it, right, to hold it. Yes. But on the bit you hold was the setup to a joke, right, and then. The punchline to the joke was hidden underneath the icy treat of the lolly. And in order to get to the punchline, you had to suck the lolly off. So you got the setup on the stick and the punchline under the ice of the lolly, right? Be it a Zoom or a Mivi or an Orange Sparkle, right? Any of those. And then you did that, and then you got a full joke. So you got the setup somewhere. And the do you remember the lollies, Michael McIntyre? Do you remember the lollies?
Hello, how are you? Hello, John. It's great to be here on my favourite radio station them all. It's Talk Radio.
Hey, Michael.
Now,
loving
the
your big show on the.
Thank you very
Saturday.
Much. I don't think it's any good. it's great to be here. Now, John, you mentioned ice creams.
Lollies.
Lollies, yes. Now, ice cream.
Do you remember lollies?
Yes, I remember lollies. Okay. Now, well, here's the thing about lollies, right?
Can you just do an observation about lollies, Michael? Because you do observations, don't you?
Yes. Have you noticed lollies, okay?
Yes.
Now, what is it with the names of lollies? Mivi. What is a Mivi? Who is a Mivi? I don't know any Mivi. What does Mivi mean? You, the hairy one. What does Mivi mean?
I don't know, Michael. What does Mivi mean?
I don't know. I mean, where do they get that? I mean, I can imagine them sitting in a boardroom and then just goes,
I've got it.
the bivvy.
Yes, and then he gets paid £1 million. How does that work? Okay, hello.
Michael McIntyre in the studio with us there, observating lollies. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, what you got? You got the stick, didn't you, on the lollies, and the punchline under the lollies. So it's like an audible version of that. So what you have to do, right, is we'll do the setup to the joke here on the programme. The punchline to the joke, only available on our podcast, which will be available, what, later today or something?
Yeah.
Or, you know, next Tuesday.
sometime before the next podcast.
Yeah, yes. So it might be half an hour before the next podcast, but it'll be there. Anyway, so the setup will be on here and the punchline will be on the podcast. That's how it works. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. He will pick a joke as sent in by you. So you can now begin sending in your one-liner jokes. And they can be slightly rude because at the end of the day, you get the setup and they're separated, so no one will notice. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hashtag Hawking. We'll open up the lines for that. Yeah? You can send.
Consider them open.
Okay, fine. And while we collect that, it's time for Some Request Friday. Now, this is. We can't use the phrase All Request Friday. Radio 2 own the copyright. I know. Simon Mayo does it with music, because it's a music station. We're a talk station, so we invite you on a Friday to send in your requests for some, some talks or speeches that maybe mean a lot to you. I mean, we've had several in already. Of course, we had, was it Paul, I think, wanted to hear How to Learn Any Language in 6 Months by Chris Lonsdale as a TED Talk. It took him back to when he spent his 30s in Africa, pogoing around the Sahara to raise money for disadvantaged avocados. Thanks for sending that in, Paul. You can do it on the telephone as well, 0844. 499-1000 as well, if you want to do that. You can do that, probably. Maybe it's your birthday, and, you know, you'd like to hear President Eisenhower's farewell address from 1961. Maybe you're just going away from the bank for the bank holiday weekend with friends in a car, and you just want to hear a good old speech. Good old Friday. Set you up for a Friday speech.
A party speech.
An anthem.
Yeah, very much so. But whatever, you just get in touch, because it's Some Request Friday, and if we've got it, we'll play it for you. Hi, John. My parents, this is from Laura, my parents used to play me David Duchovny's 1997 Best Actor in a TV Series Drama Award speech to get me to sleep when I was a young'un. So I just wondered if I could hear it again, as I'm planning on having an afternoon nap this afternoon. It'll take me right back to when I was a kid. So yes, Laura, of course, especially for you, here it is, David Duchovny's 1997 Best Actor in a TV Series Drama Award speech.
Everything Jillian said except gender flipped. I was here about 7 years ago. I wasn't nominated. I wasn't even working. I was a guest of my manager, Melanie Green, who in turn was a guest of Michelle Pfeiffer and David Kelly. And I never dreamed that I'd be up here 6 or 7 years later holding one of these things. And the oddest thing about the memory is that we had better seats on that night. But I want to thank Chris Carter, who's a friend, a mentor, a mensch, who has written the best show on television. Everybody in Vancouver that works so hard, works their asses off, or as they say up there, their arses.
That was David Duchovny saying the word arses. That used to get Laura to sleep. She apparently used to play that. She said they had it on a mobile above her cot, and they used to pull a string, and it used to play David.
Just the instrumental version.
Yes,
I had it on a music box. You know, the ones that open.
Oh yes, little ballerina, but it's a little Fox Mulder inside, wasn't it? Used to go around like that. Yeah,
a little mystery.
There it is, David Copley's 1997 Best Actor in a TV Series Drama Award speech. I used to help Laura get to sleep when she was young, so we just played that for you. If you want a speech request, then send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Now, I believe we've chosen a joke that's been sent in. Professor Stephen Hawking has picked a joke. He's ready to go. We've put him up, he's off standby, and he's going to be reading out a joke that he's chosen, sent in by you, for Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Who sent in the joke, producer Dave?
The joke winner is James.
James. Well done, James. The setup to the joke here on the programme, the punchline only available on the podcast. Start the overly long intro music. Woo!
Why aren't orphans good at baseball?
There it was. Why aren't orphans good at baseball? That was sent in by James. The punchline to that joke only available on the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's John Holmes podcast, which should be available later today. I say should be because it won't, because the system won't work and it won't get sent to iTunes until about Tuesday. It's 2:45. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Van Buster, now on. Pulsecrete, 20 kilograms, just £3.42 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70-centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open bank holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Greater Manchester, the clockwise side of the M60, one lane blocked due to a broken down lorry. Queuing traffic between 17 at Prestwich and 18 for the M62 at the Simister Island. Northbound M6 for the West Midlands, one lane closed due to a breakdown between 8 and 9, that's the M5 up to Wensbury. And finally, still two lanes closed on the northbound side of the M5, once again in the West Midlands. It's following an accident this morning, a fuel spillage still being cleared between 3 and 2. That's Hales Owen towards Oldbury with a travel time of around half an hour. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Very quickly, some of your reactions are coming in. Your reactions are coming in. You can react. It's Talk Radio. We welcome your reaction. What's coming, Cornelius?
Yes, rubbish comedian has said, sometimes it's difficult to remember my writing hand. Am I right? And John has asked me, what's the secret to my weight loss? It's probably that I haven't lost any weight.
Oh, I've had enough of these migrating birds has just come in there. if you've got a reaction about any subject at all, we will, of course, take those reactions on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Stop nicking my lines.
Any word you like. I don't know if you've seen any of the news.
The news, John. The news.
Yes, have you seen
the news?
Yes,
the news.
Oh, stop that,
Cornelius. Have you seen any of the news,
John? When I was walking in today,
yeah.
A bird noosed on me.
Did it?
Yeah,
that's supposed to be good luck.
Really?
Yeah. Where did it go?
What? Just on my shoulder?
Oh, not in your hair. Because I was going to say, if it went in your hair,
no,
it'd just be lost forever because it's like a sort of like a wiry sort of thicket.
No, it's like
I can see
like
it
landed
actually.
On my jacket.
I can see it.
Had it dry cleaned. So.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't do a very good job.
Oh, really? I should get my money back.
You've still got sort
that.
Of Ken Livingstone's anti-Semitism. Just
oh my god!
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, You're a Nazi apologist. Right, it's 10 to 2. And the thing about the news, you see, this is it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we explain the news by distilling it down to its simple form. It's the art and the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Ginger people may hold youth gene. At last, some good news for the shunned freaks.
The news in haikus. So, he's gone again. Are we going to...
Is he out of here, is he?
He's gone. He's gone to the lift. Cornelius has gone to the lift. And there's a reason for that. It's because the hater's going to hate. My hater's going to hate, 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 hate. So this is a feature that we like to call condescending. The reason is because Cornelius insists that the word con is short for Cornelius when it isn't. But never mind, because it gives us a weak pun to set a feature around. A man called Con takes all of the haters' texts and tweets, all the trolling that we get over the preceding week, to this programme. He takes them to the lift. And reads them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. Condescending. So if you'd like to hate the programme, this is the feature for you. You can hate the programme on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can hate the programme on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with a bit of hate.
Yes. So Cornelius should be in the lift. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hello.
I'm here, stood outside the toilet called Ronaldo. I'm going to get into the lift now. Hello. Right.
Someone there.
I'm in the lift. Let me just push all the buttons. Okay, this is what's on the radio.
Congratulations from a lot of veteran players, Tomei Bachinski, Roberto Vinci, going on Twitter.
Talk Sport 2. Right, okay, we're already going. Okay, so at 10 Rich Jones says, at Chris Moore's, loads better than you, Holmes. Obviously, Chris Moore's used to broadcast under the name Chris Holmes, so it's hard to tell who that's to.
True.
Imagine actually listening to John Holmes on Talk Radio. God, that would be so embarrassing. That's Ian, thank you. I feel sorry for John Holmes. He clearly has to put up with a very inept production team, and sadly, you can hear that in the show. Yeah.
That's true.
Between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. each day, I spend my time with the Amish community just to ensure there's no danger of hearing John Holmes on the radio. At Johnny Yap says, get the two mics on from 1 till 4. Then you've got a good lineup worth listening to at Talk Radio.
Very good, yeah. Next.
John Holmes is the Aston Villa of Talk Radio. Very good.
Don't understand that.
Hey John, I've had a new idea for your show.
Yeah.
A new feature in which you all quit. John Holmes coming on my radio is like an audio terrorist attack on my ears. Yes, that's it, John.
Okay, thank you very much, Cornelius. The hater's gonna hate. Cornelius there, live from the lift in condescending. If you'd like to hate the programme, as I say, you can do it via text. You can hate it via text, 87222.
Sorry, I messed with the word talk.
Or you can hate it via Twitter.
Sorry, I messed with any word.
You can hate it via Facebook.
Facebook.com.
It's condescending on Talk Radio. The news in haikus, by the way, earlier on, Cornelius is coming back. The news in haikus mentioned that story that's in the news.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this bit of the news about your kind, Dave.
Men?
No.
Tall men?
No.
Bearded men?
No.
Virile men?
No, your kind.
Oh, sorry. Big feet. Big feeted men.
No.
Annoying people.
Northerners.
Oh, he's back, look.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, Cornelius.
Northerners.
No. Student violators.
IQs.
Not even that. Ginger people day.
Oh.
That was in the news, wasn't it, today?
Yeah, I did actually see that
it
bit.
It said the,
yeah.
What was it? It said, well, I'm going to read it to you because I did it earlier and I thought I'd mention it to you. Ginger people like you. It says here, where is it? I just lost the story now. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Akon, how was the lift, mate?
It was fine there, yeah.
The lift, yeah.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Who did you say hello to when you're getting into
there's
the
some bloke outside the Ronaldo toilet, but
our toilets are named after footballers, is that right?
Yeah, also sportsmen. Weirdly.
Or ladies.
Yeah, yeah, because there's the ladies' ones. There's one called Radcliffe.
After Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, that's what I thought in my first week. I thought, oh, good, they've got some, like, speech people in, like, actors.
Yeah. Mark Radcliffe from Radio 2.
Yeah, so, but I got in trouble for being in there.
Right.
Radcliffe swimming.
So it's Paula Radcliffe's...
Paula Radcliffe, right. Not
so,
Paul Radcliffe.
So if you want to use that toilet, go outside and poo in the gutter.
Yeah, yeah.
that door just goes out. That's a fire escape.
Yeah. Just goes to the street. I found it. Scientists say they've made a leap in knowing why some people retain their youthful looks while others age badly. They found the first part of human DNA, the genetic code, affects how old people look to others. The mutations reported in the journal Current Biology were genetic instructions for protecting the body from UV radiation. Same genes also lead to red hair.
Ah. Youthful, eh?
Well, yes, but I think we should concentrate on the word mutations.
Mm-hmm. Thought you might.
Yeah, out of any...
Mutations are not always bad, John.
Well, yours are. but no, that's interesting, isn't it?
That's why I look like the youngest member of the team.
But you don't. That's what's weird.
Yeah.
You very much look like the grizzled oldest person of the team.
Only because you look like a child, because people don't look at your eye
like... You look like the most homeless person on the team.
That is true as well.
You're wearing black trousers and a black hoodie with your hood up.
Yeah.
You look literally homeless.
Well, I have a mutation.
Well, we're aware of that.
No, I think, can you guess what it is?
Yeah, it's your eyes.
It is.
Well, they look in different directions.
No, it's not that.
Well, they?
Different colours.
Are they?
One's green, one's blue.
Like David Bowie.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Exactly like David Bowie.
I'm looking at them now.
One's green and one's blue.
No, I'm over here. Well, only one of your eyes is looking at me.
One's looking at me, that's why.
And you're behind me. No, they're not. So
yeah, they are.
Are they? Look at those.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Same colour, mate.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
We'll put a Twitter poll out.
Let's take a picture of Cornelius's eyes and let's see if they're different colours. Fine. Okay. Oh, later, end of the week quiz, by the way. If you would like to take part in today's end of the week quiz, now is the time to get in touch with us on the telephone. You'll get three clips of things that have happened on the show over the last few days. The last week, in fact, that's the sort of point of the end of the week quiz. And you can get... don't worry, we'll call you back. Just text us if you want to take part in the end of the week quiz, 87222.
Start your message with the word
or
talk.
You can tweet it as well if you want, I suppose, at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
End of the week quiz on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers.
And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like 20% off your next service. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's just about 3 o'clock Friday. Of course, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teenager sentenced for horrific stabbings. The pressure continues on South Yorkshire police, and Labour anti-Semitism row rumbles on.
Talk Radio.
A teenager who stabbed two people to death in Colchester has been told he'll spend at least 27 years locked up. He was 15 when he stabbed a young father and then a female student in 2014 and was arrested while hunting a third victim. His trial heard he was obsessed by serial killers, including the Yorkshire Ripper. A court's been told the partner of EastEnders actress Cyan Blake has admitted killing her and their two children. Arthur Simpson Kent, who's charged with murder, didn't formally enter a plea during a hearing at the Old Bailey. Families of 20 fans who died at Hillsborough have asked the Home Secretary to apply remedial measures to South Yorkshire Police. They say the force is in a shambles and want Theresa May to examine its failings. Lawyer for some of the victims' families, Elkin Abrahamson, believes many officers are unfairly getting a bad name.
It's very sad, and I think the upper echelons of the force have for several decades let down the junior police officers. And it's time, perhaps, for those junior officers to stand up for themselves and insist that they're properly run.
Two investigations into the 1989 stadium crush are still going on. Two people have appeared in court accused of giving money to a man suspected over the Brussels and Paris terror attacks. Mohamed Ali Ahmed and Zachariah Boufassil, who are both 26, are accused of paying Mohamed Abrini £3,000 in a park in Birmingham last summer. They and a third person were charged with terror offences yesterday. Ken Livingstone says a Labour inquiry should reinstate him because he first made his inflammatory Hitler claims 30 years ago. The former London mayor was suspended by the party yesterday after defending the MP Naz Shah, who'd made allegedly offensive comments herself. Here's Rabbi Dr. Jonathan Romain.
Now, I think there's a qualitative difference between people like Naz Shah, who, yes, did post anti-Semitic tweets, but has held up her hands, and someone like Ken Livingstone, who's been actually defending the indefensible.
The Eurozone economy's finally recovered all the ground it lost since the 2008 downturn. Meanwhile, unemployment in the 19-nation bloc fell to 10.2% in March, its lowest rate for 4.5 years. And Greggs is to start selling fair trade bananas in hundreds of its shops. The move's been welcomed by the Fair Trade Foundation, saying it would benefit banana producers in Colombia, Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic.
Thanks very much, Alex. They're going to wrap them in pastry, these bananas, in the Greggs tradition.
That would be spectacular. Mm. Have you ever had a pastry banana?
No.
It would be like a deep-fried Mars bar, but some freakish different version.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I once went on holiday with the owner of Greggs.
Is that true?
That is a true...
What?
Yeah.
That's a great story. Where to?
Mm?
Where to?
St. Lucia.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you get up to?
I went to St. Lucia, right? I went for work, and I stayed at this place. And what this old woman, right, sort of befriended me, and because I was on my own, and like she was on her own, and she was like in her 80s or something, and then she's befriended me at the buffet, and then made me sit with her for 2 or 3 days, right? But she was really just really nice to me, and she was lovely, and she lived there for 6 months of the year in this resort, and that's what she did. She told me all about it, she showed me around in the house. I don't think she was trying to get off with me.
Where was the owners of Greggs at this point?
Well, that's the thing. And the manager said to me 3 days in, do you know who your new dining companion is? And I know. She went, she started Greggs.
It was her?
Yeah.
Oh.
She owns Greggs.
I thought the owner of Greggs was, like, going to come into the story at some point.
No, that is.
She was.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And she looked like she had been wrapped in pastry for a long time. That's what she looked like.
But I don't know what you're talking about anymore. It's a real story.
Yes. The owner of Greggs, who made the fortune.
I think you've been punked.
I haven't been punked. She was the owner of Greggs.
The bed's finished, and I still haven't done my weather. Oh, no, it's back. That's a hint.
Yeah,
she's telling you to...
Radio National Weather.
I think Chloe had just lost the will to live at that point.
A few showers with some sleet and snow in parts of the north and east. No, don't! I want to do the weather!
It just rolled him away from the...
There's snow in the UK!
Yeah.
snow. There's snow in places.
Yeah.
Watch out for it.
There we go. There's the weather. 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. Ben has got the sport now live from a circus.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Leicester's incredible season is comparable with Nottingham Forest's title-winning campaign in 1978. Leicester can win the Barclays Premier League live on Talk Sports on Sunday afternoon with a victory away at Manchester United. Pulis says that statement alone is quite something.
There is a massive divide in the Premiership between teams who have and teams who haven't. For Leicester to achieve it, if they do, fingers crossed, achieve it, it's most probably as good as anybody could ever imagine as a shock to people.
Baggies face West Ham tomorrow. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger would rather supporters spend their energy getting behind the team rather than voice their frustrations. Protests at home tomorrow's game against Norwich. The fans being encouraged to raise banners in the 12th minute to mark the club's 12 years without a Premier League title. Finally, in tonight's Sky Bet Championship fixture, Middlesbrough will go top of the table if they avoid defeat at Birmingham. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thank you very much. That is that's Ben with the sports live from a circus. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, it's 6 minutes past three. It's Friday afternoon. The big debate on the way. Before that, well, I'm John Holmes. I remain, and for balance, also leave John Holmes. And before four, with the news that a school in Kent has banned parents for swearing, we are offering a swearing parent amnesty on the programme this afternoon. If you are a swearing parent, you're looking for a place to swear, then look no further. We're offering a safe haven for the potty-mouthed parent between now and 4 o'clock. If you are a parent or have a parent or grandparent that F's and Jeff's like a trooper, then do get in touch with us this afternoon and enjoy our swearing safe place after it's been banned by a school. And remember, grandparents, swearing is fine, but no racism, please. We're not the Labour Party.
Talk Radio.
Okay, so it's time for the big debate. Today, then, everyone talking about this, of course, the very big story is the slugs that are on the rise, say experts. Last year's wet summer, followed by one of the warmest winters on record, has helped create a generation of sleepless slugs. Wildlife experts have warned that weather's not been cold enough to send the creatures into hibernation. That is the problem. Because it's called devastation for our gardens, and a lot of people reading that story this afternoon. And wondering if we still need sleep at all, and it's created a lot of cross feelings, I suppose, a lot of passion on both sides. On the telephone, then, for the big debate this afternoon, I've got a man. What's your name, man? You're against sleep, I think. You're against sleep. What's your name?
I'm called Jeff.
Jeff, hello, Jeff. It's nice to speak to you, Jeff. And you were listening to that story about slugs, but I mean, what is it about sleep that you don't like?
Well, you've got all these dreams and nightmares and slime and slugs and everything. That is just all there. Everything's just, it's against you and it's going to get me in my sleep.
Yeah. And
you can't go to sleep.
How long is it that you've wanted to see the back of sleep? I mean, I'm right in thinking you don't really think it does anything for the economy anymore.
Well, I've not been asleep for about 3 years now.
Right. And
so we just do away with it altogether.
You think it's had its day?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, well let me bring in Gareth, who's on the next line, and you're saying that we need sleep, we should keep it.
We should. I'm a big fan. Good morning, John.
Morning.
And I say good morning because I have only just woken up.
Yes.
I sleep as much as I can, John, because the way I see it, it saves on food.
Yes.
It saves money. When you're asleep, your carbon footprint is almost zero, John. And have a nap, save a tree. That's my motto.
Okay.
No. When you're sleeping, you produce lots of carbon dioxide.
There you go.
So your carbon footprint actually goes up because you're just breathing out carbon dioxide all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but then when you're awake, you're also breathing out carbon dioxide when you might be running, for example, or watching a scary film. Whereas when you're sleeping, you're the closest to neutral you can be.
Just hang on, gents. Let's not talk over each other here. Each have your say. I don't want because we can't really hear what you're saying. So, Gareth, sorry, you're saying that it's a neutral state.
It is a neutral state, and let's be honest, John, it's so important culturally.
Yes.
Think of all the songs that have come to musicians in dreams. Yesterday, Billy Joel's "River of Dreams," "The End of the World as We Know It" by R.E.M. Anything by R.E.M., given their name.
You go. In your sleep, it's the end of the world. It's just the devil. You've got Freddy Krueger.
He's got a point, hasn't he? He is right. I mean, for every Paul McCartney, you have got a Freddy Krueger.
I think that's true for all of the Beatles. But there's the way I see it is that, the dream world may be frightening, but John, when you're sleeping, you're avoiding the real world. Without sleep, look what you have to put up with, John. You'd have to watch BBC News 24 all night. If I didn't sleep as much as I did, I'd have had to watch all of the Lord of the Rings films, and not just the top and tail 10 minutes of each one, as I have done. You'd have to, if you think about this, John, if you're not sleeping, you would have to experience all of a megabus trip. And I don't think anyone wants to put up with that.
That's a good point, isn't it, though, Jeff?
No. You've got to keep an eye on the devil.
Well, no, but hang on a minute. For many people, the megabus... Jeff. For many people, a megabus is the devil.
It certainly is the devil, but if you die, if you fall asleep, he's going to crash that coach and you're not going to know about it.
I want to ask you, you mentioned the carbon footprint of people asleep or not asleep, and let's talk about sleep farms, because this is a big issue at the moment, isn't it? Sleep is an energy source. It replenishes the body. Can we all agree on that? Do we agree?
Absolutely. I've got energy spilling out to me, left, right and centre.
Well, here's the thing. Hang on. Jeff. People say sleep is an alternative energy source. It replenishes energy, and that energy can be harnessed. So this is why we are seeing these sleep farms being built offshore. Gareth, first of all, your opinion on these sleep farms?
All for them. Yeah. If I'm going to sleep, the more I can help, then that's fine. Whether that is sleeping to keep my carbon footprint neutral, sleeping in a sleep farm, or sleeping in a museum for other people to see and just admire a really good sleep. The way I see it, my sleep is everyone's sleep. I'm all for it.
Yes, mice do sleep. I'm just getting that information. Is it good for the...
You produce enough energy by drinking lots of beer and all the wind you produce from that, all the wind farms around, it's perfect.
Well, that is, he's got a point. Again, there are two camps on this. There's the sleep farm people over here. There's the anus farm people over here for the wind, for the emitting of the wind. And they're both offshore. Obviously, the anus farm slightly further offshore for obvious reasons. Look, I want to talk about playing devil's advocate for a moment. And by that, I mean taking Jeff's side. It's good for the economy, isn't it, if we get rid of sleep? Because things will have to be open at night.
That's absolute nonsense. Let's pick this apart one part at a time. John,
yes.
Do you want to put dream analysers out of the job? I don't think the economy is up to that, John. I don't think we're up to that level of unemployment. Think of all those dream analysers.
Yes.
Filling up the job centres. It's not on. I think sleep, it's keeping those guys in a job. And also, John, as well, you've got to think, it is a society thing as well. It binds us together. Sleep is something everyone is into, as opposed to, for example, sport. Now, sport, that is a thing, personally, I'm not interested in. But sleep, I love it. Everyone does it. It's common ground. We can all talk about it. And you know what? After I've talked to someone about sleep for 2, 3, maybe even 4 hours, they fancy asleep themselves. And I think that is a victory for sleep.
Yes, it's a victory for
sleep. That's where it's just been the devil, because you're forcing people to sleep.
Yes, but
I'm not forcing anyone to sleep. I'm not forcing anyone to sleep. People, just when I speak to them for any length of time, they want to sleep.
But think of the good that's come out of sleep for a moment, Jeff. I mean, if we didn't sleep, we'd have no dreams, and then we'd still have racism because of Martin Luther King, who had a dream. And if he hadn't had a dream, racism.
No, because then... Even Joseph had a dream, and look at what he did. He created racism.
Yeah,
so, dreams, nightmares, it's all higgledy-piggledy. Just do away with sleep altogether.
There's also the case of the lullaby industry as well, of course, and the bedtime story manufacturing industry. I mean, these are all, you know...
Goodbye, baby, on a treetop.
Yes.
When the bough breaks, the cradle will drop. It's the devil! You're putting a baby on the top of the tree, he's going to fall to the ground and die!
He's saying sleep kills, you know, people at the top of trees now, Gareth. I mean, you know, there is evidence of that.
You know, what's that? You know, 10, 20, 30, maybe 40 incidents a day. I think we can sort of put that down to just like, you know, yeah, we can cope with that. Look, John, the way I see it, do you want to deprive the people of this great country of conversations about their dreams, one of the most interesting topics of conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think you do. I don't think you want that. And this idea that sleeping is a waste of time and that it's sort of dead time. Can I remind you that sleepwalkers are both sleeping and going places? There's some go-getters out there, John, and they're sleeping.
Right, this debate's...
sleepwalkers are zombies.
Jeff. We have to leave that debate there. We need to wrap this debate up with a final word. I will, Gareth, a final word about the debate from you.
Do you know what?
One word.
Snoring.
One word from you, Jeff.
Devil.
It's 16 minutes past three. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we should get rid of sleep, has sleep had its day? Is it over for sleep? If you've got a reaction, react at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's a big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's a bank holiday weekend! And the good news doesn't end there. Your local Bargain Booze has 70 centilitre bottles of selected spirits from only £11.99 each, including Smirnoff Vodka and Bell's Whiskey. Plus Gallo White Grenache Wine's only £3.99 a bottle. And a 20-pack of Budweiser is £12. That's only 60p a bottle. Enjoy the bank holiday and get much more than you bargain for at Bargain Booze. Open Bank Holiday Monday. Offers end May 9th. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, there's a lane closed on the M60 due to a broken-down lorry between junction 17 and 18. M6 South in Staffordshire, a lane closed due to a broken-down vehicle between junction 14 and 13. In Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound has a lane closed. That's due to a breakdown between junction 27 and junction 26. The M5 in the West Midlands, two lanes closed there due to a fuel spillage between junction 3 and 2. And finally, on the M6 in the West Midlands, a lane closed there due to recovery work ongoing between junctions 8 and 9. I'm Alex Totney.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yes,
we'll get you talking.
Okay, fine. 19 minutes past 3 o'clock now. A lot of reaction coming in the big sleep debate. Silas is in Norbury. It says, I've got no hands and I can't sleep. How do you think I feel? What have you got, Cornelius?
Katia is undecided. She says she's going to sleep on it. And Donnie says, sleep is not only necessary, but it should be enforced. Nap attack the insomniacs.
Lullaby industry. What about the lullaby industry? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, John. The lullaby... I live in the north, and the lullaby mills, they're now where they used to make the lullabies, are now all gastropubs and artisan bread outlets. And a lot of people talking about this genetics... you know, the clinic... there's a clinic, I think, experimenting with a standby facility on babies. Have you been reading about this? Babies are starting to be born with a button at the top of their heads where the fontanelle is, the little hole there. They're going to put a standby button on it, just so you can put babies on standby. This is the same scientist, of course, that successfully grafted a sheep onto the spine of a mouse. It's 20 minutes past 3 o'clock, and I think... it's time to test the brand loyalty.
Looking back over my shoulder.
It's the brand loyalty quiz on Talk Radio. Have you been listening each and every afternoon this week to the show? What I've got here are some clips of it. All you have to do is tell me what happened next. Playing today, picked at random from the thousands of entries. I think on the telephone is Kirk. Hello, Kirk.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Are you?
Good, yeah, very well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for asking. Kirk, what do you do and where are you?
Well, currently I'm in bed because I'm not feeling that good. I'm in London, but I've been listening to some of the show this week.
Right, so. Have you been ill all week, Kirk?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much ill, yeah, okay. Have you been sleeping at all? Interested to get your opinion on that. We've been talking about whether sleep or not is necessary in 2016.
I don't believe in sleep. I think it's a bad idea.
Yep, okay.
I agree with whoever it was who said it was a bad idea.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you've just been lying in bed awake and ill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. All right, Kirk. Well, listen, let's test your brand loyalty. What's going to happen now is that I've got some questions. There are three of them. There are clips of bits of things that have happened on the show. All you have to do is tell me what happened next, Kirk. So from your sick bed, here we go with... this week's end of the week quiz. Question number one. A couple of days ago, our big debate at 3 was a little heated, Kirk, as debater Dave got very passionate about clouds.
I would get a Dyson and stick it on you and suck you off. That's what I do. I get a Dyson to suck you off. I know. Stick a Dyson and suck you. Suck your face in it. Suck your face in with a Dyson. That's what I do. Stick it on your face.
That was Dave. He got very angry about clouds and the notion that they could be sucked up with Dyson's new cloud hoover. But where did debater Dave say he'd been driving back from when he noticed how lovely clouds are? Did he say A, the pub, drunk out of his mind? Did he say B, he's driving back from committing a murder? Or did he say 3, Denmark?
I think it was A.
The pub drunk out of his mind. Let's find out where he'd been driving back from.
As I said, I was driving back from Denmark.
It was Denmark, I'm afraid. Okay, question number 2 then. Yes,
might have been a pub in Denmark.
a fair point, but you're still not having it. yesterday, question number two, our work experience geeky gadget reviewer Rodney was once again caught out by his complete lack of research and or preparation. Well, if I asked you a question you literally don't know the answer to.
You have, John.
Okay, fine. It's I'm glad common, it was the first question.
Common theme on the show.
Yes, isn't it? Make so, Rod, the trick
yeah,
is, right, if I ask you a question you don't know the answer to, lie to me, because okay. I won't I'm know. Gonna, let's start.
That's what the actual okay. pundits do on the
television. It is. You don't know. Just make it up.
Okay.
I'll try it again. My question to Rod, though, was how many fish can you fit in a truck? What was the answer that he simply plucked out of the air? Was it A, 452 fish in a truck? Was it 2, 1,483 fish in a truck? Or was it 3, 1, if it's a blue whale, even though that's not a fish?
It was B, 1,000 and whatever that one was.
483. Let's find out.
Yeah. 1,483.
Is the right answer, Kirk. Hooray. Very good. Here's question number 3. On Wednesday, myself and paid intern Cornelius...
Hello.
...gave you an interpretation of a death metal song.
I drowned and entombed. I refuse to relent.
Yes. But what was the name of the band whose lyrics we were bringing so wonderfully to life? Was the band called A, Abhorrent Decimation? Say that in the voice of the band.
Abhorrent Decimation.
Or was it B, Angry Amputee Fight Club?
Angry Amputee Fight Club.
Or was it 3, C, The New All Saints Reunion?
The New All Saints Reunion.
Which of those was the name of the band whose lyrics we were bringing wonderfully to life?
I think it was A.
A, which was
Abhorrent Decimation.
Abhorrent Decimation.
Let's find out. Abhorrent Decimation, for it is they, is the right answer. Oh, right then. Right then, Kirk. Let's find out what you've scored, shall we? Now, this means, of course, that we have to check the system. Producer Dave, can you have you got the system?
I'm just getting the system out of the box,
okay,
John.
Okay, I get the system.
They pack the system away when it's not being used.
Yeah, well, you have to keep the system safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bear with us, Kirk. Just try... I know you're ill, but try not to die while this happens.
I'll try not to.
Okay, good. Just checking the system.
It's quite a slow system.
He's probably getting it looked at.
We try, but the
there's a queue.
The engineers are busy.
Okay. They're busy not fixing microphones.
No, evidently not. Just bear with us. It's quite a slow system, folks. System looking.
System's there, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, I switched it on now, so now I can just check it. that's just me booting it up.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's quite a slow system.
It's very slow. It's very complicated to turn it on. Oh, hang on, wait. No, it's just on the results. That's weird, isn't it? Sometimes there's a freak result straight away.
You're right.
It might be last week's result, but Kirk.
Yes.
Has scored.
Yes.
2 points, John.
Hey.
Is that enough?
Do you want me to?
Can you check the system?
Check the system. See if that's enough.
Yeah.
Is that enough for us to move on, or do we need to go back and redo it?
It's just to fill a couple of minutes to get to the news. It's quite a slow system, isn't it? It's quite slow.
John.
Yes, Dave.
That is enough.
Is it enough? He's got 2 points in it today! Yay! Over my shoulder. Congratulations, Kirk. You scored 2 points, and that was enough. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Live music on the way very shortly. Just ahead of it, though. By the way, we've dragged a busker in off the streets. That's the live music we're talking about. It's also Some Request Friday, which we will... Should we do one now? Yeah, fine. Okay, good. It's Some Request Friday. This is, if you're a regular listener, you will know. That's on a Friday. You can request... Well, it's talk radio, so you can request a speech or a talk. We can't use the phrase "all request Friday" because Simon Mayo uses that over on Radio 2 and he owns it. And he's quite litigious. So, if you'd like a request of a speech or a talk, then you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Hey, Mr. Originally.
Earlier on, we heard from Laura, of course. Her parents used to play a David Duchovny's 1997 Best Actor in a TV series drama award speech to help her to get to sleep, so we played that for her. She liked it. It was a good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Good Friday good speech, Friday actually. Speech. Chris Lonsdale, of course, once did a TED talk on how to learn any language in
speech.
6 months.
Speech.
And we played that as well. That was for, I think that was for Paul, who'd used to listen to it while he was in Africa, pogoing through the Sahara to raise money for disadvantaged avocados. Whose request? Which request do we...
Got one on the phone, John.
On the phone. It's a phone request, which you can also have at 80844499 number. Hello on the telephone. Hello.
Hi, John. My wife and I are driving down to Cornwall for a weekend away from the kids.
Yep.
Could you please play us Liam Neeson's phone speech from the hit 2008 film Taken, please? It really takes me back to our honeymoon.
Oh, what a lovely time you must have had. Well, I tell you what, especially for you, here it is. Liam Neeson's phone speech from the 2008 film Taken.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you.
Yeah.
And I will kill you.
Yeah. You know, it's a good one to talk along to, that, isn't it? Everyone knows the words to that. If you're on the way off for the... he put the phone down.
Yeah, sound effect.
On the way off for the weekend, for the bank holiday weekend. What a great speech. What a great Friday speech. The one where Liam Neeson threatens to murder some people. Right, if you've got a request, a speech request, get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 3:30, Alex has got the news.
Talk Radio.
A teenager has been detained for a minimum of 27 years for murdering two people in Colchester. James Fairweather, who was 15 at the time, stabbed James Atfield 102 times before going on to kill Saudi student Nahid Al-Manea. The court heard he was inspired by his idol, the Yorkshire Ripper. The lawyer representing Arthur Simpson Kent says he admits the killing of former EastEnders actress Cyan Blake and her two children. The victims vanished in December and their bodies were found buried in the garden of the family home in Erith in Kent in January. Jeremy Corbyn's under growing pressure to deal with a perceived turn my mic off on me. Can't believe it. Outrageous.
It's back now.
Jeremy Corbyn's under growing pressure to deal with a perceived anti-Semitic problem in the Labour Party. The leader has denied there's a crisis after former London Mayor Ken Livingstone and MP Naz Shah were suspended for making allegedly offensive comments. A Syrian clinic's been hit by an airstrike, the second time this week that a medical facility's been struck. The incident in rebel-held Aleppo wounded several people. Will Geddes is an international security expert and spoke to Talk Radio.
What is added to that is Médecins Sans Frontières, as well as obviously the International Red Cross, are unable to go in there and provide that additional and critical medical support, obviously, for the simple civilians that are unfortunately living in Aleppo and being directly impacted by these airstrikes.
The search has resumed for two fishermen missing after a boat sank off the coast of Pembrokeshire. They got into trouble in rough seas near St David's Head yesterday. And cycling's governing bodies confirmed Britain's Simon Yates will not face a suspension after a failed drugs test. His team have accepted responsibility for the error. The weather staying unsettled, outbreaks of rain, sleet and hill snow over some northern and eastern areas, bright with some sunshine elsewhere, but still a risk of hail and thunder. Highs of 12.
Thanks very much, Alex. Probably your mic went off there in case you aired any anti-Semitic views during...
It's like an automatic built-in mechanism.
It's like a thing.
Did I look like I was about to?
You look a bit like you've got those views, yeah.
I'm terribly sorry.
Okay. Good. So it's 3:33. Is it live music time?
John, I think it is.
It's Friday afternoon. We're going to do some live music next on the programme.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio and time for live music. Now, if you are a regular listener to this programme, then Christ, God help you. But the other advantage is that you'll know that we do bring you sessions. And in they do it on the music radio, don't they? They bring the sessions, don't they? Mm. And we don't want to be left out. No. But for budgetary reasons, the sessions we bring you are those sessions from people we've literally dragged in off the street. They are buskers. And by taking them away from their pitch, we are losing them money. Mm. But today's busker who has been dragged in, he's called Daniel. He's here. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. So tell us a little bit about you. How long have you busked?
Today or...?
Okay, let's start there. Yeah, how long today?
I only did a few minutes today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that like what? One? So did you earn enough money in a few minutes to stop?
I misplaced my card, so I needed to get here or get somewhere.
Right.
And I had to earn a little bit for that. So.
Okay, fine. Good. So where do you normally busk?
I normally bus around South Bank.
Around South Bank in London, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
have you ever done anywhere out of London or is it London?
Yeah, I've done all okay. over Europe, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what's the most generous city?
That's a really tough question because I love every city for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't ever want to suggest that one was better than the other.
Don't worry, they're not listening, don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's diplomacy in action is what
no,
that is.
No, it's, okay. No, they're all different. It depends what you mean by generous with money or generous with, like, listening.
Well, I guess both in some ways. Because, I mean, how do you rate success as a busker? Is it the amount of money that you... I mean, overall, I suppose it must be, because it's your living.
It depends where you go out in the morning.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Or is it amount of people that you stop for the amount of time you stop them for? I mean, how do you kind of put
it? It's the amount of people you connect with.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what sort of crowds do you get? I mean, when you're performing,
it depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Oh, I see. So you
it can be very young people. It can be like kids dancing, and
yeah,
it can be like people you wouldn't expect to always be watching.
Yeah,
and you can, you know, any age, any gender. I don't really mind.
Do you have a sort of ones you pull out of the bag depending on who stops, because they're sort of crowd pleasers for different...
I used to do that a lot, but I don't really do that anymore. I just play what I want now.
Okay, fine. What are you going to play for us right now?
I'm going to play a song I wrote.
Okay, good.
What's it called? It's called What I'm Going to Do.
Okay, here it is. Before you do, is it just Daniel? I mean,
Daniel Greenwood.
Daniel Greenwood. There you go. Daniel Greenwood.
Cool. Thank
live on Talk Radio.
Looking for a girl, although the last one hurt my head. Yeah, I went looking for a girl in your baby, and I found a woman there instead. And she taught me many things, things our mothers never did. And we talk about some things that helped me take apart my head. So if we waste another night talking the whole world's problems through, then until we make things right, yeah, I know just what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'll waste all my days with you. I'll waste all my years with you. Or just until we spread some light, or at least until we try. So I went looking for a job, for any old shit that might pay. But you said stick to the guitar, love. And so far everything you say turns out right, turns out good. So now I'm counting up my change, and I'm counting, babe, on you. But if we're both counting on a change, then we're damned if we don't, and we're damned if we do. So if we waste another night talking the whole world's problems through, then until we make things right, I know just what I'm gonna do. You always stole my days with you. You always stole my years with you. Or just until we spread some light, or at least until we try. Yeah, I waste all my days with you. Yeah, I waste all my years with you. Or just until we spread some light, or at least until we try a little harder. No, it ain't gonna be easy. Ain't sailing down the water, ain't pushing up a mountain, pushing, trying to move it. Just keep on pushing forward, then we'll get into bed. I'll kiss inside of your leg, paint a picture in the head. Then we gon' get right to paint the sheet of stroke right through. And if we're counting on a change, then we can follow all the way. If we waste another night talking the whole world's problems through, then until we make things right, yeah, I know just what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'll waste all my days with you.
There it was, live music on the radio, and we apologise for the slight swear word.
Yeah, in my
there.
Apologies.
Yeah, that wasn't the radio edit.
There was actually
it?
Some more that I edited.
Thank
out,
goodness
so.
For that.
I realised halfway through everyone kind of gave me a little. What are you doing?
I'm just gonna do the song that frightens the children away when I sing it on the South Bank. Danny, thank you. I know you're going to do another one for us very shortly. Check the swearing for us. So we were talking about different cities in Europe then, and so do you change your set according to the city? I mean, or do you kind of
fancy really.
Yeah, but how would you? I mean, what's your how big is a busker's repertoire? What do you? What's a good arm?
Well, I started quite not a very long time ago, but I started and I had to make a living from doing it, and I didn't write much, so I did learn a lot of covers.
Yeah.
And then when I came to London, I was a bit sick of playing covers.
Yeah.
I was getting a lot of like pub gigs and that. Yeah. So I started writing, and I can get by just playing the songs I've written most of the time. So I just play them because it kind of develops like the songwriting side of things a bit more than just being like Mr. Busker, if you know what I'm saying. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, so yeah, it's cool.
I feel quite bad that we're going to make you play a cover next, but not that bad.
No, it's absolutely fine. I knew I'd have to play a cover at some point, you know.
Right, stay right there because we're going to come back and talk to you some more, and stop playing it now. and we'll be back with Daniel on Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 3:45.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, there's a lane closed on the M60 due to a broken down lorry between junction 17 and 18. M6 South in Staffordshire, a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between junction 14 and 13. In Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound has a lane closed. That's due to a breakdown between junction 27 and junction 26. The M5 in the West Midlands, two lanes closed there due to a fuel spillage between junction 3 and 2. And finally, on the M6 in the West Midlands, a lane closed there due to recovery work ongoing between junctions 8 and 9. I'm Alex Totney.
He was a problem pupil who became a professor of pop. He hails from Hackney, but his short-lived showbiz marriage was made in Chelsea. He's a lean, mean, rapping machine. And he's green.
Hello, babe, what's happening? You cool?
This Sunday morning from 11, Professor Green grabs the mic at Talk Radio to tell Eamon Holmes about hits, heartbreaks and lucky escapes. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Professor Green this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Look.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the most unlikely lineup I've ever heard of. I mean, Eamon Holmes and Professor Green.
Together at last.
Anyway, it is Talk Radio. It's 4:15. It's a Friday afternoon, and that means live music on the radio as we drag a busker in off, quite literally, off the streets. This one's called Daniel. He's sworn once by accident, but it's all right because we all apologised, and them's the rules. What are you going to play next?
I'm going to play a song by Four Non Blondes.
Oh, okay, good.
It's called What's Up.
Let's do it.
Okay. 25 years of my life is still trying to get up that great big hill off hold for a destination. And I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world is made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out. What's in my head? And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, 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 hey. I say, hey, hey. What's going on? And I said, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I say, yeah, what's going on? And I try. Oh my God, do I try? I try all the time in this institution. And I pray, and oh my gosh, do I pray every single day for a revolution. And so I cry sometimes when I'm laying in bed, just to get all out, to get out what's in my head, not feeling it. Yeah. Just a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, 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 hey. I say, hey, what's going on? And I say, hey, hey, hey,
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so now what's going on? Only when I try. Oh, God, do I try? Oh, God, do I try? Oh, God, do I try?
Come on, live music on Talk Radio. It's our live music sessions on a Friday. We literally drag buskers in off the street. That was Daniel. And where would we find your music online, Daniel? That's what the people are clamouring to know.
My name is Daniel Greenwood, and my handle on social media is at dgreenwoodmusic.
There you go. Thanks so much for coming in. Splendid stuff. I think we filmed some of that as well. Am I right, Luke?
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be on some sort of modern social media before very long, I don't doubt.
Did you just ask the man that's been sitting with a massive TV camera for the last 50 minutes whether he was filming?
Correct.
Just in case.
I don't know.
Just practicing.
Yeah.
Just practicing.
It might have been art.
Doing some framing practice.
I don't know what he was doing.
I mean, it isn't plugged in, sure. But.
Yeah, fine, there you go. Right, good. So, 10 to 4, it's Some Request Friday. So, a lot of these coming in. Let me remind you what Some Request Friday is, if you haven't heard it before. It is where you can request a talk or a speech. It's a talk station. That's why we can't do... music, because Simon Mayo kind of rules the roost legally on All Request Friday over on Radio 2 on a Friday afternoon, so we have to request speeches. But that's great, because some of these speeches mean hell of a lot to you, and we know that. You know, maybe you got married, maybe your first dance was to Ronald Reagan's 1986 Challenger shuttle disaster speech. Maybe it's your birthday and you just want to hear a good old-fashioned TED Talk. Whatever you want. 87222. We're open to those requests. Start your mess. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message in the original.
You can also phone us 0844-499-1000. I think there's somebody on the line now. Someone on the line, I think.
John, I've had Congressman Rumpel's What If speech, Congress, in 2009 stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
Do you think you could play it into the weekend for me? It really gets me in the mood to party.
Well, you're not alone there, Sarah. That's Sarah. I've had Congressman Rumpel's What If speech, she said. It stuck in my head all week. It's the speech he did to Congress in 2009, of course. Gets many people in the mood to party. Hey, it's a bank holiday. It's Friday afternoon. This is for you.
What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
There you go. Congressman Ron Paul's What If speech to Congress in 2009. That's been stuck in Sarah's head all week. And there for you, Sarah, to get you into the weekend. That gets you in the mood to party. And you're not alone. As we said, if you're in your car this afternoon listening to Talk Radio, just glance at the driver next to you. Probably see them talking along with that. That's a big header there from Ron Paul. We've still got time if you want to get a request in. You can do so. 87222.
Same method of a talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any
word you like. Why are you pointing a camera phone?
Oh, I just need to record a quick message for some people at an award ceremony. Is that right?
Well,
it's a radio.
You picked an odd moment
ceremony
to do it. Do you mind? Given that we're on the radio, but
we can do it now. I can do it after the show, John.
What is it for?
Thought it might look better in the studio.
What's it for?
It's for the Demon Media Awards, which is in Leicester.
Right. And why do they want a video?
They just want a video for the start. They're going to get loads of people saying good luck to everyone and I hope you have a good night. And they've asked me to do one. I thought I'll get you in, and well, Cornelius will be here by default.
Yeah.
Can't really get rid of him now. But no.
Fine, yeah.
I'll just do it on the radio, shall we?
What's happening?
I'm just going to film a good luck video.
For
who? For the Demon Media Awards, Cornelius. Is that right? Happy with that? We're going to film the video now. Okay.
Okay.
I'll start it and then I'll put it on.
Aren't you holding your phone the wrong way up?
No, because look, there. Let me see it.
Yeah, but that's not landscape, is it? You're holding it portrait, don't you?
That's how the kids film these days, mate.
Stupid kids.
Yeah, I can turn it halfway through if you want. No, actually, about that. Fine. There's a bit of bad light here. There it is. Oh, hi.
This is really exciting radio for everyone, isn't
it? It's okay, isn't it? Well, I'm doing the video now. We're on an awards.
God, we've got a job to do.
Hello, Lester.
Hello. Now you just look. Now I'm obscured by the. I'm obscured. I'm obscured by this.
We're live on the radio, so we'll keep it short. We just wanted to say good luck to everybody at the Demon Media Awards tonight. Hope you have a lovely night, and good luck to everyone nominated. This is John Holmes. He's a bit annoyed that I've decided to do this on the radio, if I'm honest.
I'm actually quite annoyed. However, good luck to you, Lester.
And that's Cornelius.
Is this for the football?
He's
Lester?
Got nothing to say.
Good luck.
Nothing worth saying.
This is not football. Right?
Nothing to do with football. This is to do with media awards.
Okay, fine.
That'll do. Have a great night. I'm somewhere there. So somewhere in the crowd. Bye. Bye.
In amongst the students.
There it is.
Interesting. Yeah.
So yeah.
You've done it, have you?
Done it. Saved, mate.
Fine. That was a really great end to the week, wasn't it? I don't really.
That's what I bring, mate.
Which is literally nothing to the party. good. Right, so do we want another request to finish? I know it's always Summer Request Friday, we might as well
do
it.
Do another request.
Okay,
John.
Fine. Hi, John. For Summer Request Friday, who's this from? Alan. A couple of years ago, my girlfriend and I had a romantic night in watching watching the Teen Choice Awards. I proposed that night to my girlfriend, and I'd love it for you if you could play for her Ashton Kutcher's speech from the 2013 Teen Choice Awards for our lazy afternoon in. Tell her I love her. And here's... Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Here's Ashton Kutcher from the Teen Choice Awards.
I feel like a fraud. My name is actually not even Ashton. Ashton is my middle name. My first name's Chris. And... it always has been. It got changed when I was like 19 and I became an actor. But there were some really amazing things that I learned when I was Chris. And I wanted to share those things with you guys because I think it's helped me be here today. So it's really three things. The first thing is about opportunity. The second thing is about being sexy. And the third thing is about living life. So first, opportunity. I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work.
Oh, that's play that for Alan and his girlfriend. They had a romantic night in watching the Teen Choice Awards 2013, and that was Ashton Kutcher's speech from that, and he proposed to her immediately after it. It is lovely. To be honest with you, that is a very, very romantic speech.
Yeah.
You know, particularly the bit when he said his real name is Chris.
Who knew that?
Inexplicably clapped. I don't know why. some reactions coming in. We'll talk to Yasmin in a moment. John, I was listening to, this is, just react, you can react by the way, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use that talk radio on Twitter. John, I was listening to my 8-year-old niece singing, while I'll be honest and say, it was an appallingly tuneless rendition of How Much Is That Doggy in the Window. And it made me angry, because how come people in Scotland and America are allowed to know how much the doggy in the window is, whereas people in England and Wales cannot? These super injunctions taken out by rich dogs trying to keep their value secret really is beyond the pale. It's becoming some kind of joke. Cornelius, you've got a reaction there?
Yeah, someone said, I honestly think this country would be better without the North-South divide, otherwise known as the Midlands.
Right, okay. At 3:56, we have to wait no longer for Yasmin.
Yeah, good evening.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
I'm still reeling from my some points yesterday.
You scored some points on Paul Rossmaster yesterday.
I was very excited.
That is correct. You went to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played it.
I felt like a star in an overpriced... No, what is it? Average price car?
Probably.
Something like that.
Fine. it'll be on the podcast, I presume. Paul Rossmaster. Thank you, Cornelius, for that.
I like how you lean into the microphone when you do that.
Mm. Otherwise they can't hear me.
Yes, no.
Unfortunately, we still can. Yasmin, what's coming up on your programme today?
We're talking about children being bullied and being wrongly medicated because of that. So, in other words, at school, something that could potentially be talked out by talking or listening to the child instead, just going, here you go, here, have some antidepressants.
Okay, so yes, yeah, so that's sort of the easy option.
The easy option. So we're kicking off the show with that. But also, it's a Friday, we like to have a bit of fun. So we're going to be talking to my living legend, and my living legend today is, get ready for it.
Go on.
Paul Hardcastle.
Paul Hardcastle.
Come on.
Paul 19 Hard... No, 19
The very hard, same.
No, 19.
That one.
Please, please, every time you speak to him, call him Paul.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
That's
yeah.
wrong.
Paul.
Stop it. And also, why should we move to Doncaster?
Is that related to Paul Hardcastle?
No.
Okay. Why should we move to Doncaster?
Well, I don't know. Nick Majerison's going to tell us why.
Well, who suggested we should move to Doncaster?
Well, every week we look at a different town.
I know. Yeah. Why Doncaster, though?
It's just Nick. He's our intrepid non-traveller.
Okay, fine.
He picks a place. He doesn't go to it, but he tells us why we should move there.
I like it. Good.
Nice.
Thanks. All right. Yasmin coming up with all of that stuff. Just to finish, of course, on a reaction. You can keep your reactions coming in as well. By the way, we're back on Monday. No, we're not on Monday.
Jake Yap.
Jake, the magnificent Jake Yap, will be sitting in for us on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday, 1 to 4. We talk radio in the afternoons. This just in. A couple of sofas, an adjacent bar, and a queue for the check-in. This is just typical of the hotel lobby.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.